This episode is brought to you by Scooty Poop Scoop. You ever been on your way to a matinee showing of monster trucks and realize the bathrooms are out of order, but you gotta make a deposit in the poop bank? Scooty Poop Scoop is a portable toilet that you keep in your pocket. Scooty Poop Scoop.
Hey! It's Bud Howard! And I'm gonna sing a song for you. And Bill's gonna show you a thing or two. You'll have some fun now with me and all the gang. Learning from each other while we do our thing.
It's your best pals, the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom podcast, and today we're going to have a good time, much like the film Fat Albert.
The cast of Fat Albert.
Yeah, all right. Guys, we've got such an exciting show for you.
Wait,
who
are your hosts, though?
I'm getting there.
I forgot who they were.
I'm getting there. All right. For those of you who don't know, hello, I'm James Halleck, and I'm joined by Jake Smith, and the one, the only, the unbelievable...
The amazing.
Sometimes unbearable, Hiram Corbett.
Oh, I'm all the way unbearable.
Hiram,
bears can't even bear me.
Yeah, what?
What?
Hiram, I was about to make a bear-related joke to that too, but you stepped all over it.
I'm bad news bears.
Yeah, Hiram, didn't we have a whole thing about bad news bears for a while?
We
too?
Did.
Yeah,
we
I forgot. About, that was like 20 episodes
bad
ago.
Bad news bears.
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back.
Hiram was like, when it was like bear versus gorilla, and he was like, the bears would win because haven't you seen the bad news bears? And that was your whole argument.
Well,
James was like, everybody knows bears are bad news.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, man. Throwing it back. To the old school. Can we call those episodes old school already?
Yeah. We got it. Because we've clearly evolved so much since then.
We're like new people.
We're like completely different.
Here. I've got a new face. You wouldn't know it, but...
But guys...
I've literally molted out of my black skin.
Yeah, you're albino now. You're like an albino fleshy creature.
Oh,
gross.
I'm an albino mulatto chick.
Yeah, like the fly.
Call me Nicole Richie.
We've got such an exciting episode. We actually kept up with the news this week. I actually
wrote it down
so that we're not just like wandering around. But
wandering the streets. News?
Anyone?
Last week
I just wandered around. I asked some stray cats, you got any news?
I knocked on some guy's door. I said, Mr. Giuseppe, you got any news for me? And
you
he
got
was
any
like,
hot
what
scoops?
Are you doing in my house?
Well,
Mr. Giuseppe.
You can all rest easy. Because I got some of the hottest scoops.
Somebody out there goes
around town.
I've not been getting any sleep this week.
Man, that scoop's too hot for me to touch.
Hiram, relax yet. I haven't dropped any scoops.
Ooh, all right. All right.
I'm
getting sweaty.
But you know what's first.
What?
Oh, God. Please.
Look at me. I saw Hiram or James slide the sound up. He was like, "Oh, this needs to be." For a second, that theme was higher than my volume.
I know. That's the point. And my volume.
You're like, I don't even want to hear Jake protest this.
People come for the soundboard,
and they stay for the witty banter
and
the hijinks.
They stay. They go, "Wow, the soundboard really lives up to the hype." All right.
That no one told me about.
Guys.
Who's going around going, you got to check out that podcast?
Let's start with I've got a really hot scoop, but I'll save that one for last. First, let's start with some of the more tame news.
Some warm scoops.
You guys heard of He-Man?
Yeah, Masters of the Universe.
Yeah,
Masters of the Universe.
They've confirmed that movie will be written and directed by David S. Goyer.
Whoa. What?
Hold up.
That's hilarious.
I'm not happy
that's
about this.
That's funny. No, I know that's bad, though.
That's probably going to be, it's going to be like slightly better than like the old Masters of the Universe movie in like the 1980s, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, it'll have really
good
effects.
Yeah, that was real bad.
Well, but, there's, you never know now, you know?
I mean, you might not, but.
New movies.
I can't wait.
The 80s.
Well.
I can't wait till David S. Goyer's like version of Skeletor. That'd be like the most hilarious thing.
Dude, it's Michael Caine, dude. It's that scene in Interstellar where he's on the hospital.
And he's going.
You can't hear him.
Rage against the dying of the light.
Rage against the dying of my skeleton body.
I'm Skeletor.
For Grayskull.
I hope they go full crazy. If I was them, I'd go full crazy with Skeletor, and I'd get someone who would do the, I'm Skeletor.
I would get whoever played John
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe actually would be good, because he can do mocap. He did it in that John Carter movie. He was pretty good.
Tars
Tarkus.
Let me tell you, I looked up what movies. Well, I was like, David Goyer directing. What does he direct? Blade 3.
Dude, Blade 3? The worst one? Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was a pretty
That was like
one,
the last movie he did.
The one with Ryan Reynolds? But he co-wrote The Dark Knight, though.
But he also wrote many other movies that I'm like, uh-oh.
BVS.
Uh-oh. He was like the sole writer on that until Chris Terrio showed up at the end and rewrote a bunch of Batman's dialogue. He was like the only writer.
He was like, ooh, David S. Goyer. For some reason, all of David S. Goyer's original Batman script had a lot of He-Man references in it. And they were like, we got to take these out, because he was gunning for that job, and he got it.
I love He-Man.
But I don't know. I don't have much more to say about that, except for I think they should go with someone else.
I like He-Man. Hey, Hiram, did you ever watch He-Man?
I watched like this like version, one version of Cartoon Network of He-Man like a long time ago.
Yeah, I had the action figures. I liked He-Man's cool. You could do it. I feel like you got to go cheesy, though. You can't make it a serious.
Well, you could
make it a serious David S. Goyer style writing movie. His writing's very cold. Like, you can tell the parts of the scripts that he writes are the weird lines that don't make any sense, where you're like, oh, Goyer wrote that.
No more dead cops.
Like, no, yeah. Or like that scene in Man of Steel when she's like, are we done measuring boners? When Lois Lane goes, are we done measuring boners, or can I go take some pictures? You remember that scene?
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a David S. Goyer line. You know?
Yeah. That might also be a Zack Snyder line.
No, he didn't write. He didn't write that.
Oh
though.
Yeah, and he doesn't do jokes.
You think he chimed in for one? He was like, "Boners," and they were like, "Thanks, Zach."
Make him talk about boners.
It made me so mad when I found those photos before Justice League came out of the wonder of the Amazonians, and they were like, "Look at how Zack Snyder has the Amazonians," and they're like in bikinis.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Did you watch 300?" Those dudes are all naked, too.
Yeah.
It's like, calm down.
That's just how he does everybody.
He likes naked people.
Yeah.
That's actually admirable.
He was like, can I have Batman be naked?
And they were like, no. You're fired.
And he's, oh, that's why.
That's why.
That's why.
He doesn't
like,
even have a kid. Oh.
He watches the old one with bat nipples. He's like, they're close.
Yeah. What if his bat suit that he designed is just a naked body, but it's really black?
Yeah. They just paint it. They make a mold of Ben Affleck's body, and
naked
then they just
body.
Paint it black.
Or they just go, you know what? Let's save money. They just paint Ben Affleck's body black. Ugh. But they leave the bat shape without paint, so it's just his hairy chest. His hairy white chest.
So,
I can't wait to see Bat Bulge.
Bat Bulge. Oh no.
Oh, it's just his. Yeah, dude, his dick is just painted black.
Well, he already did that in The Watchmen.
Oh.
He just had the blue wiener in The Watchmen, if you remember.
Oh yeah, he wasn't even that big too, and that guy's power was he could make himself look however he wanted. He
and he was like, "I'll be naked."
Monster dong.
Yeah, he should have just given himself pants.
Yeah, what the heck? He should have imagined pants.
Yeah, it's like, what? It's like, that's so rude to the people you're around. You're like, hello, I'm choosing to show up naked.
That's just...
Give yourself
pants. No, it's to assert dominance.
Do you do that? Sometimes if I'm like, oh, I'm really nervous if I'm going into like a meeting.
Or a date.
I'll just show up naked.
Or you're going on a date and you're like, I really want this girl to know...
That I'm in charge.
That I'm in charge of this relationship. And she's just like, oh, ah.
All right,
I've heard Hiram has done that. Someone tweeted me, an ex-girlfriend of Hiram's. Some of Hiram's shit is coming back to bite him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hiram's, Hiram's been in the news lately. Have you heard?
Oh, no. I'm being Weinstein.
He's being Weinstein. He's getting Weinstein.
Oh, no.
I apparently didn't get... I'm not coming out as gay fast enough.
Yeah, faster.
You gotta. Yeah, Hiram's got to come out as gay faster.
Yeah, Weinstein saw that Kevin Spacey thing and the gay thing, and Weinstein goes, ha! Fuck, I should have done that.
Or the and then he saw the one with George Takei blaming it on Russia.
Yeah.
He's like, Russia's framing me. He's like, dang, that's a good
cover-up. That's a good excuse, too, because it makes me seem crazy.
All right, so the next scoop I've got, slightly hotter scoop. We're warming up. We're warming up to a hotter scoop
here. What degrees?
Quentin Tarantino has pitched an idea for a fourth Star Trek to J.J. Abrams and Paramount, and sources say they are assembling a writer's room to flesh out the idea that Tarantino will eventually direct if all goes according to plan.
That's crazy, dude.
Whoa, that's insane. A Tarantino... A Tarantino directed Star Trek.
Yeah.
Dude, not that's only insane. I would be like, oh, if you had said he's directing a sci-fi movie, I would have been like, what? Because he has said in interviews he'll never do a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's not only a sci-fi movie, but it's a licensed property.
Yeah.
And that he's doing it.
And
that's
insane. And it's not like a licensed property that he's doing the first movie of. He's coming in for like number four.
That's weird. And you know it's just because he was sitting around and he was like, oh, I have an idea for a really good Star Trek.
Yeah, because he's a big Star Trek nerd from what I've read.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Hiram, give me your fresh take.
Well, it's pretty much similar to you guys. I mean, like, I've never thought that Quentin Tarantino would actually ever consider doing, like, that type of film.
Well, what do you think? Is his style appropriate for a Star Trek movie?
I don't know about that. I'm actually not sure because like his style is so non-linear as far
not
as
always.
Like narratives go. Yeah, not always, but I mean like in the way he edits his like the way he moves the camera and like the way he edits his cuts, it's like I'm not really quite sure if that feels very it will feel very Star Trek-y, but maybe he'll construct a way to make it like work under maybe he'll find some way to make it like make it a full-fledged Star Trek film. And infuse his style with it.
I feel like he could do a really good Star Trek if it's not based on the style of the last three ones.
Yeah, just do it
if
his
it was
own
based
way.
Off the show. He could because the most of the show he's really good at intense dialogue and long scenes of talking that end in like punchy, like you know, quick moments. Like the whole hour of Django Unchained when they're talking to Leonardo DiCaprio, and then it ends in that gunfight.
Yeah,
like if he did Star Trek like that. Where it was them on the bridge.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Them on the bridge being like, oh, fuck, we're, you know, and that was most of the movie.
Yeah, or if, like, they're in negotiations with, like, a guy on, like, their space Skype that's in, like, another ship, and he's like, tell me why I shouldn't shoot you. And they have this whole, like, conversation, and it ends in, like, a big spaceship shootout.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But, like, here's what worries me a little bit is the part where they say they're assembling a writer's room. I'm like, I don't want that.
No,
just let Tarantino write it himself.
Completely, and he could, and it would be better than anybody could come
But
up.
I think the writer's room is just because he's already doing this other movie, and that's just kind of to save time so that it's not like 4 years before this movie happens, so that it'll be like his movie comes out, and then like shortly afterwards, like he can just immediately jump on to directing the next one.
And here's the thing. I'm fine if he writes it but doesn't direct it.
You'd rather him write it and not direct it than direct it and not write
he's
it?
He's a really good writer and a really good director, but...
You think he's a better writer?
I don't think his... I think his style might be weird for these Star Treks. I don't think it would hit them. I think they... I'm thinking about it from a studio. They want it to hit mainstream like the other ones. I don't think his style would hit...
His style tends to hit pretty mainstream sometimes.
No, I mean... level artsier more. It's like artsier than Star Trek.
No, it is. But for some reason, when he gets artsy, it's for some reason still makes money.
It could.
And, while others don't. But like his is like Django made tons of money.
Django's amazing though.
Yeah, but who's to say this movie won't be amazing?
I think that's also related to the subject matter of Django. I think that's also part of it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, it's Django Unchained. It's Jamie Foxx, you know, killing slave owners. I mean, that's...
It's about chains.
I mean, hey, what if they put more chains in Star Trek? What if it was called Star Trek Unchained?
Now I'm in the theater.
They have, like, the rapper, like, 2 Chainz in, like, the sequel to Django Unchained.
Django Unchained 2. 2 Un-2 Chained.
No, it's called Django 2 Chainz. And he's got more chains. Because their biggest...
Oh, no.
What?
I kind of want to... That'll inspire a rap song where it's like a challenge of like 2 Chainz where it's like he's 2 Chainz unchained.
What if at the end of Django Unchained 2, the big boss battle is living chains?
He literally
like
has
snakes.
To fight chains.
Yeah.
That's stupid. All right, well...
All right. Now,
That's pretty cool. There's some news for you, folks.
Now, this is the real news.
Hiram, wait, this before is... you get to your biggest news, does Hiram have any news?
Hiram, do you have any news?
I actually do. Okay, so I don't know if James is going to bring this up. Actually, no, I have another obscure news. Mega Man 11 was finally announced on the Nintendo YouTube channel. And it doesn't look that special. But
it doesn't look that special.
Let me be honest with you, Hiram.
That wasn't your news?
What if that was my big news?
Yeah, your hot news, and you're stole my news.
I haven't played Mega Man probably ever.
I've played him on Smash.
Yeah, I've done that.
Does that count?
The thing about it is, like, in the 80s to 90s, like, Mega Man was, like, a huge hit from Capcom. And after the early 2000s, like, they kind of killed him as far as, like, their main IP. So Capcom has only been doing Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom. So finally, they decided to come out with Mega Man 11 because 10 was, like, a while
ago. Did they show gameplay?
Yeah, they showed gameplay. And it looks nice. Like, it looks like they make pretty good decisions, but it didn't sell me yet. It looks like a Mighty No. 9, a better than Mighty No. 9. And Mighty No. 9 looks awful.
Number 9?
Number 9. Wait, did you play 10?
Did I play 10? I played 7. I don't think I played 10.
Is this one of those situations where they skip numbers like Windows did when they went from Windows 8 to Windows 10? That's dumb.
Yeah, what the heck?
It's not like Windows or Final Fantasy where it's like a Mega Man 10-2. It's like, no, it goes in order.
I feel like when you make a game, you should just go ahead and pretend that it's been out for a long time and release the anniversary edition of that game.
Immediately.
Even though it's the first game. If we're in a money-making business.
Yeah.
Make it an HD remake edition, but they never had a first edition.
Yeah, like if the new Battlefront came out and it was just called Battlefront 2 HD Edition.
Yeah, like, dude, but people won't buy that shit.
Because some people might be fooled into thinking it's the HD edition of the old one.
Though. I'd rather that game, though.
Yeah, if they literally, that's all they have to do is reskin that game and give it the graphics this new game has and be like, it's the same, though. People would be like, this is the best
game. I'm getting
game
that
ever.
Game tomorrow.
I've got
a little news.
All right. Give me a little bit of news.
So they're remaking Escape from New York, and John Carpenter has signed off that it is good.
Oh, snap.
Which makes it much different. John Carpenter? Yeah.
John Carpenter, like the director of The Thing, John Carpenter?
And the director of Escape from New York.
Yeah, and Escape from New York.
Whoa.
And I heard that they were making a remake, and I was pissed because it wasn't that long ago.
I think we talked about it.
We must have mentioned it, but it changes that even though John Carpenter's kind of not as in touch as he used to be, but he signed off on it. So.
I've heard that he still touches things.
He still has the feeling of touch. He's not that old. He's like, I remember when I was a kid and I could feel things.
This movie made me feel like I could feel things again.
I remembered New York.
I remembered escaping from New York. No, you directed a movie about that.
No, I escaped. I live in Wyoming.
Do you think they're going to escape New York again, or do you think they're going to escape somewhere else, like Paris, Texas?
That'd be great if they did. They should escape other places.
Yeah.
They should make a whole series of escaping. And then they get so... I want that just so years from now, they'll be so far down the line that they have to escape from, like, zoos. And, like, you know,
escape from the zoo. And they escape from places where people aren't trying to keep them there.
Yeah, they're like, you can leave any time. Escape from the mall.
Let's get out of here. All right.
Conflict over. This movie writes itself.
Paul Blart cameo.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, and he's trying to stop him.
A whole extended universe.
All right. You guys ready for the hot news?
Huge news.
All right. This is a rumor. Let me preface it by saying this is not confirmed, but it's drama having to do with Justice League.
Oh,
so
shit, more Justice League. We're gonna be talking about Justice League for weeks. At least they got that much.
Yeah. Turns out the Warner Brothers CEO Kevin Sugihara might be one greedy boy.
I hope he's a man. I'm imagining a boy now. A young 12-year-old boy.
Because
are you hearing this hot news? Are you prepared to get burned?
I'm hearing it.
All right.
I was waiting for my response. But go
so
ahead.
here's the skinny. According to this report, Warner Brothers is supposed to have a merger with AT&T starting at the very beginning of next year. And
match made in heaven.
I guess. Well, I mean, like Comcast bought Universal, which doesn't make any sense.
I just hope there are AT&T shows now.
Yeah, it's AT&T.
Starring the AT&T girl, like a sitcom.
Oh, no.
Dude, they would do that. Have you seen... Dude, do you get all those weird ads on your computer that are like, where did that AT&T girl come from? They're like on every one of my websites. It's like, do you want to read about the history of the AT&T girl?
No.
I'm like, I've never even wanted that.
But
that's so weird.
Let me tell
you. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
So that starts at the very beginning of next year. And according to this report, it says that old Kev refused to push back the release of Justice League to give more time, even though everyone who was working on it wanted that, including like the lower level producers that were on it that were like below him.
Yeah.
And he refused to push it back. And this says that it's because if it opened in 2018, he was not guaranteed to get his bonus for the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why?
Yeah.
He had to get it out before?
Yeah.
His bonus?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He had to get it out because of his bonus.
That's horrible. Have you seen... You've seen Christmas Vacation, right?
Yeah.
What if he put the movie out and he got sent it and he goes, hot dog, and he opens it and it's a Jelly of the Month card? He goes, thank God.
Especially now that they've written this whole like burn piece on him, and he's like, "Oh God, well at least I'll get my bonus, and it's Jelly of the Month Club."
And he starts cursing at Warner Brothers, "Those no good fucking piece of shit fucking." And they go over to Warner's house and tie him up with a bow.
He is Warner Brothers.
He ties himself. He can give himself a bonus.
Yeah.
What a dick. Man,
he's
already so
rich.
I really need to treat myself this year.
Dude, if I was that rich, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to try to make the movie good.
God, Hiram, did you even see Just... Have you still not seen it?
I still haven't seen it.
You've got to. You have to, though.
Watch it with
us. I have to, yeah. I've got to see it.
Because I watched it again and with my like cousins, and they all really liked it. And I was like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So...
I don't think
you go
good.
In going, oh, it's bad, and then you watch, hey, have you seen it again?
Nope.
Maybe next time.
But I thought it was worse than you did the first time. So maybe the next time I'll think it was the way that you thought it was the first time, where you were like, that was all right. I'll probably think.
I changed my tune.
Yeah.
Jay, I did not expect that to be like the hottest news you'd be talking about.
I mean, that was some pretty hot news.
It was funny, but it wasn't that hot.
I was hoping you guys would want to talk about it some. Also, I was going to talk about all the stuff that was cut out of Justice League, but I forgot to write down specifically what that was.
We can go on Twitter and find that.
There's a lot of stuff that was cut out, and it makes me sad because it sounds like it was a better movie.
I think we did talk. We talked about the last one.
I was going to like talk about like more news. I have more news to talk about.
All right,
you son of a gun.
News,
we gave you
news
time
week is awesome.
Yeah,
but let's finish what James was talking about.
Well, yeah, talk about it. What do you guys think? Because a lot of people are saying that like,
oh, I got my joke
should,
out of it.
He should be like, a lot of people were saying that like he should be like fired for this because he like, they're all these people who are like tasked
who
on being in charge of. I don't know.
If you knew about that, you'd be like, really? That's why we're doing this?
Yeah. I think he like kept it to himself and then it kind of like slipped out. But like, imagine if you're one of the people working like lower level that's been tasked to be like in charge of the new DC Cinematic Universe and you're trying to do everything you can to like make these movies good.
Yeah.
And they're like, the public perception is that they're super directionless and everyone's just kind of like being reactionary and like, oh, well, Marvel did this, so maybe we should do this.
Yeah.
And you try to like, oh, well, we figured out what we want with this movie.
Well,
Kevin Feige just gives
himself bonuses.
But it's like they finally are like, oh, well, we sort of like tragedy has struck and we brought Joss Whedon in.
Can you hear
one
of my wires are on here? Can you hear it like rattling around?
Not much.
Okay, just making
but,
sure.
But imagine like, so like, obviously, that terrible thing happened, and Zack Snyder had to leave, and you bring in Joss Whedon, and you need him to redo a lot of the movie to make it the movie you want, but he only has 6 months, and you're like, please let us make this movie good, and for reasons you don't know, Kevin Sujahar is like, nope, can't do it.
Wait,
and then
why?
You find out that he's like, because I'm trying to save up for another yacht.
I want to go to Universal Studios. They added in Hogsmeade.
That's actually really, I mean, honestly, that's honestly really infuriating to like, you know,
yeah.
He should be fired.
Butcher a movie because you want to save up for something for yourself. Come on.
Well, yeah. If you think about it, like how mistreating or how much you've wronged the fans because of that.
Yeah, and like
they
not
robbed,
even
dude,
yeah,
they robbed the fans who are huge like DC fans out of a solid Justice League movie.
Yeah, that's like that's huge. If he
I
did
feel
this,
like that should
if
be
he did
a crime,
this...
he should be in jail.
Well, I was watching John Campia talk about it, and he said this is like the equivalent of like treason in the movie industry. Like he undermined his own company just so that
treasonous.
He could make a profit.
Have you seen Goon?
Yeah,
where the guy sing, the girl singing the Canadian national anthem, and it's horrible, and the announcer goes, "That was borderline treasonous."
But yeah,
that's exactly
I
what
think,
he did.
I think he needs to be fired.
He needs to be. He needs to kick the bucket. Somebody needs to Weinstein him.
Weinstein,
dude. What if every time someone does something like, "Oh shit," they get Weinsteined,
where they're just completely ostracized.
A bunch of chicks. And I'm not saying that they were lying. I'm saying that from now on, a bunch of chicks call each other up and they're like, "Do you all want to get together and come up with some stories about that guy and get him fired?" And they're Weinstein him.
Oh no! I would have thought. Oh, I thought by Weinstein you just meant he gets ostracized by the community and no one wants to work with him.
No, some like shady shit from his past pops up.
Oh, it's always just different shady crap comes up. Like, turns out he used to run a drug ring.
Turns out he didn't invite me to his birthday party.
Oh, no.
I was rooting for you, old Kev.
At 5 years old.
Hiram, you didn't get invited to Kev's birthday party?
I was rooting for you, old Kev. I was like, oh, this guy's going to turn it around. DC movies are going to be good soon. Too bad he's undermined his own universe.
The Underminer.
I think that he...
Hey, can you Photoshop that guy's face onto the
Dude,
Underminer's body? And he's going like this, and it says, "For my bonus." And it's just... And it's just a shitty Justice League poster.
For my bonus.
And he has Jelly of the Month Club in his hand.
This is all right. Wait a second. All right, I need to write this down.
While you do that, let Hiram give us his sloppy news.
Oh man! Oh, they're real huge and sloppy. I was gonna say. I was gonna talk about like how Disney is once again in talks, and they're gonna close a deal with Fox really soon.
Oh, I heard about that. I forgot to write that one down.
But what exactly, Hiram, did you hear? Because we've heard some things.
Well, apparently, like Fox really favored Disney's proposition, and so that is that what we talked about before that like, Disney will.
Do we
have
know
a
what
hand
that proposition
in, like,
is?
Well, they're gonna have a Disney's gonna like pretty much have the Marvel division of Fox. Then they're gonna have like X-Men. They're gonna have every division of Fox besides like the news broadcasting sections and the sports sections.
Oh, dang! So they're basically just getting all their movie stuff.
Yeah, from what I've heard, Fox is not looking to sell off their entire movie division, but a lot of their properties because they want to focus more on news and sports than on movies.
So like, are they like doing Fox Searchlight and all that too? All their independent studios?
Not really quite sure, actually.
Hmm.
But
Fox Searchlight
to assume...
has been putting out some quality movies lately.
Yeah, I've been searching for them.
What did I watch?
Wow.
Recently, well, they put out that they're putting out the Shape of Water. Have you seen that?
Dude, I have not. I've heard that movie's excellent.
Yeah, it looks good. It hasn't come out wide release yet.
Yeah, I've got some friends that have seen it, and they say it's like their favorite movie of the whole year.
Yeah, and that's a Fox. And then didn't they put out that Lady Bird movie that I heard is amazing?
I've seen it.
Isn't it? Is it
good? It's good. It's good. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine someone seeing that movie and being like, "That movie was bad." I really enjoyed it. I don't think it's like Best Picture or any of that, but I think it's a really good movie.
Yeah, and then they're putting out the did we lose somebody?
Did we lose Hiram? It's fine. We'll just keep talking.
Hey, Hiram, are you there?
Sorry, I lost you guys for a second.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, when we hear that static dropout, that means we
lost Hiram.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And they're putting out the Wes Anderson movie, the Isle of Dogs.
Yeah. I heard that movie's not for cat people.
No, or island people.
Yeah. Do you hate Isles? Not for you.
I really want to like talk about. I want to extend more on our conversation about the Infinity War trailer.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up after the news because that's not really news. That's more just like something we want to talk about. Because
well,
we,
about it.
Yeah,
that was a good segue. We got that.
All right. Well, let me play the news outro real quick.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Because everyone's dying for it. People,
Jay did not sound on board with things. Like, oh, okay.
People need to know when the news section ends. And I love that you say, the news is over. Let me play the theme. You can just play it. Oh, that wasn't it at all.
Hassana, what if Nickel? Look at me. I'm the king of New York. We got news. It's over. Hope you enjoyed the news this week. Yeah.
I feel like you know, and like the longer we do this, the more Jake's gonna sing along to all the themes.
He'll know all the themes, so dude, I gotta change
Hiram,
it up.
Hiram, I feel like last week I didn't, or the week before, James played the news thing, and it was almost the whole song.
That's
so
not true.
So I feel like years from now, eventually he'll just press play and it'll be the beginning of the movie, and that's the whole movie is the theme of
the news.
And then we just, and then we go, we don't have news, and then we play the whole movie again. But yeah, Hiram, start us off on that Infinity War trailer, because you're always the one that gets the most hype.
Oh man,
didn't you watch Civil War like 6 times, like before?
Yeah, I've watched Civil War like so many times
illegally,
like.
Yeah.
No, not illegally. It was through the digital code that James got me ever since he bought the Blu-ray a while back.
I'm a very giving man.
Oh, so you're sharing the code, so he stole it from you.
No, it's like letting a friend. It's like if you have 2 DVDs of something and you borrow, let someone have one.
Oh, or it's like when you have an Xbox and you open your profile on a different Xbox and give your friend that game.
Yeah, I'd say it's like that.
That's not stealing, right?
Yeah.
That's not stealing at
it's
all.
It's like when you go on a website and download a movie, you're just like spreading the word, right?
Yeah. Well, let me tell let me tell you, this trailer has been long awaited for a while, and I got up in
Hiram,
the,
every
the...
week on Twitter, you're like, where's that Infinity War trailer? Like, Marvel's going to see your tweets.
They're going to, well, Hiram wants it.
They're just like, yeah, exactly. Like, no, like, you, if you look at the Russo Brothers Instagram, like, fans are, like, literally demanding Infinity War trailer from them.
They're going to
not anymore.
Not anymore, though, but, like, they literally kept, like, trolling their audiences. Like, they kept trolling the fans. You're like, oh, yeah, the Infinity War is coming soonish. And, like,
soonish?
And the fans are like, now please? And
no,
really
that was
funny.
Just you. Hiram, you're talking about the fans were demanding it. It was just you at the Russo Brothers house, and you wouldn't leave them
yeah,
alone.
It was just me. I'm knocking on the door, and then, like, I'm knocking on the door, and Joe Russo's like, oh, what do you want, man?
Yeah, he answers the door in a robe with his brother, and they're like, what are you doing here? And
with his brother, they sleep in the same bed.
And Hiram's standing over their bed. And he's like, where is it? And they're, dude, the Russo brothers are wearing Marvel pajamas. You know they are.
Man, I would actually, before I go about it, like, what did you guys think?
Well, I want to know what you think first.
Okay, well, all right, here's the thing. I got up at, like, the crackiest of dawn.
The crackiest.
Like, you know, waiting for this thing to come out, because it was that day. And, like, I got up really early. I finally – what's weird is I kind of ruined it for myself, because I saw, like, a live version on YouTube of Good Morning America where they premiered it.
What?
And
that kind of ruins it, because they're
like,
wow, like,
Infinity Wars. Like, yeah, I saw, like, the last quarter of the trailer before I saw the full trailer on YouTube when they uploaded it on YouTube. And, man, my reaction was, like, not really that hype, because I just got up that morning.
Oh,
but,
really?
Needless to say, man, I watched that trailer probably more times than I'm proud of.
Why do you always do it while Hiram's talking, too?
I was doing it while you were talking earlier.
I didn't even notice.
let me tell you guys.
But what about... No, he didn't even get to how felt about it. All he said was, I wasn't that hype in the morning.
Oh.
What about when you had time to let it all sink in, Hiram? Stop key jingling! Now's not the time. The conversation's flowing.
Well, that really threw me off there. Okay, all right. No, man, that trailer is one of the most, like, really well-put-together movie trailers ever. And I'll tell you what, like, that trailer is also the most popular movie trailer to ever come out as of recently.
Really?
That's true. It has the most views ever.
Of
ever.
Mm-hmm. Even
it has,
YouTube
like, 200. It has 230 million views in 24
Jesus.
Hours.
That is
That's
a lot.
That's insane.
Dang. Movie trailers
and
never
like,
get that many views.
Exactly, and like it surpassed Civil War, because like right now it has like I think over 85 million views on YouTube. It's crazy.
How embarrassing!
And like there's like a flood Bro, there's like a flood of like reaction videos of YouTubers like putting their reaction videos.
Can we make one with you? Can you make one?
Yeah.
Just for our Kung Fu
Pretend
Kings
that it's your
Twitter?
First time.
Yeah.
Hiram, let me tell you.
Hiram, if you make a reaction video of you watching that video, we'll put it on our Twitter and people can watch
it. Yeah, I'll pretend that I haven't seen it like a million times. I'll do that just for you guys.
Let me tell you how my day started. So I was awakened by my phone buzzing 1,000 times, and it was Hiram just saying, James, 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 wake up. James, the Infinity War trailer's out. James. And I was like, oh.
It's the crackiest of dawns.
And I was like, oh, wow, it's up. So I pulled it up, and let me tell you, I really enjoyed this trailer. It's a beautiful.
It's really good.
It's like I didn't expect.
It's got all of the moments that you
would want,
for.
Except for the crushing the moon from the Comic-Con.
Oh, I mean just from
a trailer.
What you would want from a trailer. Yeah.
Let me I got it pulled up here. I'm not going to play it. I just was going to go through talk about stuff that I've seen.
Jeez, this podcast will be 12 hours long.
Your mom's 12 hours long.
Jeez.
Got him.
Oh, it's only been 35 minutes.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Hiram, did we lose you again?
It's fine. We can keep talking about this without him.
we don't need him.
So, Jakes, what's your thoughts on this establishing shot of this planet?
Call him back. While
we got to call him back.
We're going to do a play-by-play. No, we don't have to. Just call him back. It'll be fine.
It's fine. We're listening in.
We don't need we're not going to do a play-by-play of the trailer.
No. I was just joking. I was just going to start like that and see if you got annoyed.
I think the coolest part is the fact that it's going to be a full-on, like from the Comic-Con trailer, it looked like they were all going to like a planet that they were going to fight them on, you know?
Yeah.
Just to get away from civilians. And it didn't look like it was going to be an all-out, like, actual war with soldiers. And then
Black Panther. What? Yeah. It's an entire army of Wakandans. I'm like, what?
Whoa. I was like, Coming to America 3.
Do you think? All right.
Did you watch? Dude, it can't be just me, but I watched that Black Panther trailer, the newest one, and I was like, Coming to America? Because it's just like it. Because he's like, I'm the prince. and they go, where do you want to go? Oh, Queens, New York.
That end shot of them all running.
In it. What if there's a scene where Nick Fury's in the new Black Panther and he shows up at McDonald's?
Hiram says he's calling us back, but I don't believe him.
I am forced to thrash you.
This is an issue. Let me ask you something.
Hey, ask it to me.
How about that end shot when they're all running in a like at the camera?
Yeah, it's cool.
Do you think they're gonna have other characters in that shot that they just haven't included since like they did that with
Civil War?
Yeah, with Civil War when it's like,
CG,
oh, it's Spider-Man.
Probably. Right?
Well, you could CG anybody.
I know, but I feel like in that Civil War shot, they didn't put anybody in there that was real.
Okay,
you know?
So James, you were like talking about like how your day started.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Hiram. We were talking about the end shot where it's like, or not the end shot. I was talking about how Black Panther has literally the whole army going out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was dope.
Yeah, and how Jake was saying he didn't expect it to be. Like war is like, oh, it'll be like the
you just started a war and it's like,
yeah,
not
like
really
like Civil War, like the fight scene they had, but like just with more villains and stuff. But we didn't expect it to be like actual, like they both
like
have
Battle
armies.
Of the Five Armies.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was Battle of the Five Armies.
I don't know if I'd
level.
Compare it to that.
Or like Return of the King level.
Wait, what part of the trailer, Hiram, because I have mine, what part of the trailer actually, like, you almost peed your pants? Because I feel like everyone had their own personal, like,
yeah.
Little part where you're like, oh, shit.
Pretty much like...
Are we not counting the...
Pretty much like the, like, every moment after Thanos showed up in the trailer. Because you can see, like, shit's about to go down. Like in a...
For me, it was like when he goes, get this man a shield, and Cap's got a freaking beard. And I was like, yeah, God, fuck!
My mom was like, he needs to shave.
Hiram, did you think that was cool? I mean, we've already seen concept art of him with a beard, but just seeing him like,
just to see it in its full glory. Yeah, that amazing. Like I saw that in like the leaked footage, but to see it in like full HD was insane. And like before this trailer came out, I saw this clip with the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a deleted scene from the movie that leaked, and it was.
Was it that opening scene that they showed at Comic-Con? One with the Thor?
No, it was like a clip from the actual movie where they deleted the movie where it was like, it was the Guardians, arriving at some place and Thanos was there, and like Thanos was about to kill the collector, and he was interrogating the collector, and the collector was like, I don't have the stone.
I'm the Wolfman.
And
dude, I bet that was probably at
I bet they'll put that in this movie, don't you
think?
Yeah,
I feel like they would, but they'd probably put I feel like if you see them like running into Thanos somewhere, it's probably on Xandar where they have the
Xandar.
It's like the nerdiest.
It's
planet
literally
name.
The nerdiest yeah. planet name.
But that's probably where, because you know
it's
that at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy,
to make fun of somebody who is nerdy.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm from the planet Xandar.
But you know it's like where they stashed the Infinity Stone they got at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he already has it in his glove in this trailer, so you know those guys are already.
And he has the Space Stone because like you can see like a whole bunch of dead Asgardians with Loki. I almost said Asgardians.
Oh yeah, dead Asgardians. were the Asgard.
But it's weird because like you could tell that Thanos is going to massacre the Asgardians, and like Thor Ragnarok was such a funny movie, and it's like, man,
dude,
you go from like
Hiram,
a funny comedy
this.
Movie to like Thanos massacring Asgardians.
Well, think about how horrible of a king Thor is. He becomes the king for 5 seconds, and then he drives the whole colony, the ship, into Thanos' ship, and Thanos kills them all. And I want a shot of Thor flying away being like, well, I really fucked that one up.
I think this trailer is misdirecting a little bit, and the shot of Loki with like the
Tesseract,
who is like,
dude,
here you go. What if he's like, take it and leave us, and like he's being good,
yeah,
or
that's
he's
what,
trying to use it against
that's
him.
What I was
well,
thinking.
This is what,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, this is what my dad's theory is pretty good. He says at the beginning of Avengers 1, when Loki comes back,
yeah,
at the very beginning, he looks horrible, and then by the end, he looks pretty good. Except when Hulk beats him up, but he says,
yeah,
doesn't Loki look really sick and like he's been tortured? And he thinks that he, when he was working in space with Thanos and his minions, that they were like torturing him, and this whole thing is one big plan to get back at Thanos by using the Tesseract and his own power against
maybe that's
him.
What it is.
That's cool.
That'll be really
so
cool.
So he thinks that the whole Avengers is Loki, because Loki's the link between like everything.
But the thing
yeah.
is, like, that probably wouldn't end well, because he looks like he ends up with the stone anyway that the Tesseract has.
Well
yeah, but
what
like,
can he do?
Oh well, yeah. But what if it's somehow they do it in a way where he goes through with his plan, but it doesn't really work out?
Yeah,
because he's Thanos.
Like he can still have the plan, and Thanos is a big boy. He can.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Thanos is on his Thanos copter with big pull ups.
Yeah, dude, the Thanos copter has to make an appearance. It's not optional.
It has to.
At least in a way where it's like an Easter egg, where he like has a helicopter. He like sees a human helicopter, and he goes, "Puny Earth stuff," and he destroys it or something.
Or if like someone's flying in to attack him on a helicopter, and he like jumps up and like punches him and gets in the helicopter.
You just want him to be in it driving.
I just want him to be driving, even if it's for just like 2 seconds. If that happens and the rest of the movie is trash, I'll be like, this is a great
there
movie.
Is this like go ahead Jake.
No one was talking. Yeah, it's just you hiring.
Oh no, I thought Jake was gonna say something.
I was just sighing.
What I really hope that the movie ends with, and like I hope this movie ends like how Desolation of Smog ends, where it's like,
nah, I'll kill you.
Where Thanos falls into gold.
No,
I think I
that's what you want. Thanos falls into gold, and then he goes, "Oh fuck this," and flies away on his helicopter. Sorry, what?
No, I really hope like Thanos like has all the Infinity Gems and like has that snap of his fingers like in the Gauntlet comic book, where he literally single handedly wipes out half of the universe. Like, what if that's how Infinity War ends? That would be crazy. Because the thing is, I want Thanos to be intimidating. Like, I want to look at Thanos and like be like, oh man. Holy crap.
Do you want this? Yeah, he's got to kill a bunch of them.
I'm already intimidated. Just from the trailer, I'm like, oh.
Oh, he's big and purple.
Like, when he people, some people are like, he's the wrong shade of purple. I'm like, he looks better like
this. Who gives
this.
A fuck?
He looks so much better. Like, when he was in Guardians of the Galaxy, he did not look as good.
If you wanted to be that specific, you'd be like, he's the wrong shade of purple. Also, he's not flattened on paper.
Why is he? Why does he look real?
Why is he? Why is he three dimensional?
It's called lighting, guys.
Why do all of his words come out of his mouth and not in a balloon floating next to his head?
Do you think the producers of Justice League watch this and see him compared to Steppenwolf and go, "Dang it"?
No, the Kevin guy goes, "I got my bonus."
He goes, I bet Kevin Feige's not getting
what's funny is that, like, people are commenting, like, people who saw Justice League are commenting, like, this whole trailer is better than the whole Justice League movie.
The best joke I saw is they were like, this trailer has probably made more money off of YouTube AdSense than Justice League made its opening weekend.
Jeez.
That's probably a reality. Dude, that's a sad thing.
I'm the most excited about Spider-Man, and they show, and I know this isn't a big deal for everybody else, but it show the first appearance of his Spidey sense
in
the movie.
That's crazy.
And he goes, huh? And then the first piece of the Thanos copter is floating in midair.
the propeller. The back propeller.
Dude, if that's the whole movie, it's just, it doesn't say anything, but Thanos is like, I have a plan in place. And every, like, few minutes they go, another, on the news, like fake news, they're like, oh, another piece of something has, it's like a rival where the floating ship, but yeah. It keeps piecing together, and they're like, is that a helicopter? And Thanos goes, yeah, baby. No, he goes, my man. And then he gets on it, and he flies away.
I want him to, but my only problem with that is I want him to drive a helicopter that's too small for him.
Well, of course.
I want his knees to be sticking out of the side doors like a grown man riding a tricycle.
Riding one of those cozy coupes that you ride on your feet.
He's all cooped up, and like he powers it with his feet like Fred Flintstone.
He just jumps, and he's to get it like off the ground. He has to like push start it.
He just jumps,
and it's inside.
Guys, I really want Squirrel Girl to make an appearance, a surprise appearance in this movie,
dude. And then she pops in, and Thanos immediately like crushes her.
Oh no!
And all the fans of Squirrel Girl are pissed.
All 12 of them,
dude. Squirrel Girl is huge, man.
Squirrel Girl.
Let me ask you, do you guys think that, Jake, what are your thoughts on Spider-Man's metal suit?
In this movie, I'm fine with it. It's cool.
Don't want him to wear it in his own movie?
No, yeah.
Me neither.
I would not want that to be in like Spider-Man Homecoming 2. Like, I would not want that.
This suit, though, is
there's
like...
Venom stuff, too. Did you see those shots of Venom in his tactical gear?
I did not. But
Of Tom Hardy? Because they're going with the Venom comic by Rick Remender, where he's like a tactical with guns Venom instead
of the Punisher.
Yeah, kind of, but it's Venom.
Well, I think it's cool that he's wearing this suit in this movie, because it's like, oh, well, they're probably going to be in space at some point, so that makes sense that he's not just wearing like
he's got a bathroom in his suit.
Yeah, if Iron Man 2 has taught us anything,
where he pisses in his suit, that's and you're like, quality. Wow, this isn't as good as the first one.
Oh, that was the moment people decided, wow, Iron Man 2 really sucks.
I'll tell you what, though. Sam Rockwell is still good in it.
I want his
character to make an appearance.
He did his darnest. He
deserves retribution the same way the guy from The Hulk got to be in Civil War and be like, you guys have caused a lot of damage. It's like, oh, he gets to be in a good movie, like a better Marvel movie.
Dude, I forget Ross was in Civil War.
Well, they should have had that. They should have had Justin Hammer show up.
Dude, I wish Thanos comes to Earth and Sam Rockwell's his right-hand man. Somehow he is sided with Thanos and hangs out with him in space.
And they have, and then he gets a bird for the guy Whiplash.
Oh yeah,
Whiplash is like, "Where's my bird?"
Oh, not again.
Yeah, where's my bird? Where's my Whiplash? What, Hiram?
I think he lost us, but it's fine.
What did you say? Oh, I thought he said something.
He did. He said, "You guys disappeared again."
Oh,
but it's fine. We can keep talking.
Hopefully he'll pop back up and
your
Skype
here.
Doesn't just shut down. Oh, hey, Hiram.
Hiram's there. All right, this is a great podcast, guys. Oops.
As long as we act like it's not happening, that's all that matters. If we let it derail the
That's all that matters, guys.
Do you guys take issue with Thanos not wearing his hat?
No.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Some people were very upset. They're like, why does he wear it when he's on his throne in Guardians and not when he's fighting? I'm like, I don't know. Because
it's like he's the king. It's his crown. He's going into battle now. You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
But
like, to me, like,
is,
when he
why does he
when he has his cap off, it means like he's in a different mode.
Yeah, he's about to shit on you. It's like when Ash in Pokemon turns his hat around.
Yeah. My whole thing is I'm like, he has the Infinity Gauntlet now, and he's doesn't really, like, having that helmet won't really help him out too much now. He's probably like, oh, I'm pretty powerful without it. I'm good.
And he got a new haircut. He shaved his head. He wants to show it off.
And assumably he's bulletproof already, like, just from his skin.
Well, I think that the guy that Kevin Feige saw Justice League and was like, that guy had a hat, and that movie sucked. Let's get rid of his hat. he knows that the thing that tanked the numbers on Justice League were too many hats.
Too many hats. There's too many hats in this movie.
Yeah, too many hats. And we already have tails.
Yeah, we're already towing the line with Iron Man. His suit is kind of one big hat.
One big body hat.
Yeah. They had to get rid of Thor's. They were like, no more hats.
They were
for
going
Thor.
To call Iron Man Steel Hat Man, but it didn't Steel it hat over man. In the focus group.
And that's why Steve Rogers doesn't have his helmet.
Dude, they were like,
no hats.
Less hats now. The next phase of Marvel movies, they're going to be no hat characters.
Yeah, no hats. They're like, what? Who is this? Like, who's a famous character who wears a hat?
No one. No one.
Point proven.
Gotcha. And, gotcha. And everyone at the boardroom is like, you're right, Kevin Feige. Yeah.
Kevin's like, name two characters who wear hats that are good.
And that's why when Cap goes incognito, he wears a hat to make himself look like a lame-o.
Yeah, they're like, who cares about that guy? Wait, that's Captain America. I couldn't tell with the hat on.
But yeah, all right. I think we've talked about that trailer.
We did.
I'm excited.
It's going to be exciting to see who dies.
I can't wait to see like a more Guardians-heavy trailer.
It's cool to see that Thor has his eye patch.
I literally think don't make another trailer until this movie comes
out. Oh, yeah, yeah,
I don't want to watch another trailer until this movie comes out. I know I will.
Like, they should not have another trailer at all.
Yeah, it's this. Is
I mean,
perfect.
Like, they're
it's
gonna
fine,
they're
so
gonna have
it.
Another trailer in March, like after Black Panther.
Yeah, but guys, this movie's only 5 months away.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
It's insane to think about how when you were a kid, you were like, oh, only 2 more years till some big movie, and now so many are out that you forget about some. And I'm like, oh shit.
I like that.
Justice League came out? I was like, oh.
Well, that one, I understand why we would forget about that one.
Throwing more shade at the league.
Well, look,
at the
not, league. That, not even the I'm not even talking about the quality of the movie, but just like,
Justice?
But just like the trailers weren't like that great.
Do you hate leagues?
James hates Justice confirmed.
I like Justice, but I do hate leagues.
Like baseball leagues.
Yeah, I'm like, oh. They're like, you want to join our baseball club? Club? It's a league. Oh, never mind.
Oh, I don't like leagues. Chess league? No. Chess club.
Ah, then I'm in.
Different parameters.
If it was called the Justice Club, I'd be all about it.
That sounds like a show on Nick Jr.
I'd be more interested if it was like called a Justice Union.
The Justice Union. That actually sounds
cool,
though.
Yeah, the Justice Union.
That's actually a cool name.
The Justice Team.
Oh.
That sounds like an ad customer service like
contact.
Yeah.
Like at SunTrust Bank. We're the Justice Team. We're here for you.
Oh man. Well, that's the trailer, guys. We thought it was amazing. I'm excited. Last question, do you guys think they're gonna do one big Avengers shot like they did in Avengers 1, like one big long take where you see every single Avenger fighting, or are they going to save that for Avengers 4?
No doubt about it.
No,
and you know
that.
I'm going to pee my pants in
the best
theater.
The best part about I'm going to watch it with you guys for sure. Best part about this, like, this whole movie is that the Russo brothers are doing it, and like you can already tell like their shaky cam style of like action or like intensity is like going to make it far more intense than it is.
Their style of fight scenes, it's like, they're too good.
It's
they're
appropriate.
It's ruined other movies for me.
That's
because
thing.
I'll watch.
I was saying the
same
thing.
Like, because even like Thor Ragnarok, I watch, and the action scenes are like fine.
Dude,
but because I'm used
fight scene, though, so
that
good.
The opening fight scene is great. But I'm talking about like the end fight scene is like it's fine. It like gets the job done. But I'm like because I've seen other action scenes, I'm like. Ugh. But it's not that good.
Every scene, Thor Ragnarok's great, but there are no fight scenes better than the opening fight scene in the movie.
Yeah. What if, I was going to say, I really loved the effect they used for when he drops the stone into his
his
gauntlet. Yeah. I was like, that looks powerful. Like it's like
ripping
a little
it out of
shock
Vision's
wave.
Face.
That's
he's
not
like,
him
ah!
ripping it out. That's one of his cronies.
You know what I mean. He's and then he's got a normal Paul Bettany face when he's making out.
Yeah,
he's
probably like, would you like me better if I looked like this? She's like, I'm not ashamed of
she's
you.
She's like, oh, you're a lot older now.
you're like 50, and I'm like in my 20s at most.
Yeah, oh, never mind. Oh.
But he's like, technically, I'm only 2 years old. That's also bad.
And then it makes it real weird.
Yeah.
I'm 2 years... Happy... What if the movie opens with Vision's two birthday? And he's like, happy birthday. And then he gets murdered.
Dude, how sad is Scarlet Witch's life going to be? Imagine
her
being
brother
her.
Dies.
Her brother dies.
Her
and then she falls in love with this guy. And he dies. But I'll be so mad if they... If he dies and then they defeat Thanos and bring him back with the stone, I'll be okay with that. But if they rip the stone out of his head and he's like, turns out I can live without it, I'll be like, this
really?
Is stupid. Yeah.
Well, I want them to do one of those classic things where when they beat Thanos, all of the bad things he's done repair themselves. Like
no.
In movies. I hate that. So like all the dead characters go, I'm back. Or at the end they go, the Eagles. And the Eagles come.
I saw a pitch online. And Jake, you'll know about this, but I don't want this to happen. And this girl who I was watching this video online, she was like, this will be great. I was like, this would undermine everything they've done.
The underminer?
About, no, I wish. It turns out Thanos is just the underminer.
Would undermine everything, wouldn't it?
But she was talking about how, so Captain Marvel takes place
he
in the...
Does. Yeah. I'm the underminer.
She was saying that, so like between Avengers 3 and 4, they're doing Captain Marvel, which takes place in the 90s, and a lot of it has to do with, like, I think Skrulls and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're like shapeshifters.
What if he was a Skrull
the whole time? Well, she's saying that, like, she thinks the big reveal is going to be that, like, a lot of the Avengers right now are already Skrulls, and they'll die, and they'll just turn green into Skrulls. I'll be like, that will make it so... All the previous movies will be so hollow. I'll be like, oh, well, that wasn't really them.
They would never do that.
Would not do that.
That'd be...
That's
I'm scared dumb. Now, though. I'm like, what if Captain America dies, and it's like, oh, he was a Skrull? I'm like, I'll be so pissed.
Dude, that's laughable if that happened. If he died, oh, he was a Skrull. That's stupid.
I hate it. I would never watch him again because I'd go, oh, this isn't the same.
You know what? What would be really amazing though is like if they had because like Marvel's. I mean, like Disney's gonna buy like Fox soon, so like they're gonna have Super Skrull, and man, that would be amazing.
Yeah, Super Skrull, dude. You know how funny the Skrulls are. Like, I read the comics, so, like, in the comic community, the Skrulls are the funniest thing, because you're, every, like, 10 issues, when they've run out of ideas, they're beating up some random crook, and they're like, man, I'm having a tough time with this, and they punch him, and there's a splash page of him half green, and they're like, it's a Skrull!
So, yeah, for those of you who don't know, Skrulls are shapeshifters.
They're, like, green shapeshifting aliens, and it's so funny, because they're such a lazy thing to use in the comics. Like, they're, like, beating somebody up. And they're like, man, what do we do to make this interesting? And they're half green. And they've already defeated him. They're like half beaten to death. And they go, wait, I'm a Skrull, though. And they're like, oh, it's just a Skrull.
It's just a Skrull.
See, if they did that, but with like characters that weren't like our leads, like if it was like, oh, turns out...
Scarlet Witch is a Skrull.
No, not Scarlet. Not
Falcon.
Even her. Falcon. Maybe Falcon.
Falcon's a Skrull.
Dude, Don Cheadle's a Skrull. That's why he looks different. It's just a racist
Skrull
that thought all black people
It's a matter of racism. So all black people are Skrulls.
Yeah, he takes out the
Terrence
guy.
Howard,
Terrence Howard.
He's tied up.
He's tied up, and the Skrull replaces him but gets it wrong. And everyone's like, oh, hey, Rhodey.
Yeah, everyone's racist. Oh, hey, Rhodey. That's so bad. Iron Man's his best friend. He goes, oh, he doesn't want to say anything and seem racist.
The Skrulls really, really hate black people. Like, they hate black people so much. Like, Thanos is like, what the heck's wrong with you guys? I want to kill everyone.
And I've never even known that there were black people.
Like, Thanos is the worst villain, but he's not racist. He just...
He's like, oh, guys, that's not cool. I'm going to kill everyone the same.
I kill equal.
And the Skrulls are like, oh, man, we got Rhodey. But what does he look like
again?
Yeah,
they keep whispering to Thanos, can we kill all the black people first?
Oh,
and
no.
Thanos is like, why are you gunning for this so hard, you racist-ass Skrulls?
But, yeah, I hope they don't do that. But it'd be like, what if it was like Nick Fury and he was like, gotcha.
Yeah, it was a Skrull.
But I'd be like, what was your plan,
though?
That
would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
If
Nick Fury, because he's going to be in the Captain Marvel,
yeah.
In that movie, a Skrull takes him over, so all of So a Skrull has been putting the Avengers together this whole time?
That'd be crazy. See, that'd be cool, but the Avengers themselves being Skrulls, you'd be like, that's dumb. Like, what if that just, like, what does that add to the story?
Is in the comics, Skrulls don't have powers other than Mega Skrull.
Yeah, there's normal people.
So if he was Cap in those other movies, he'd get his ass kicked. How dumb would that be? He's flipping around, he gets his ass kicked, and you go, I'm a Skrull, though.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. All right, let's move on to the picks now.
Yeah, let's move on. All right, let's do the picks theme real quick.
The picks theme. God, dude, it's been too many times. All right. Stop it. What are we starting with?
Let's start with
Hellboy.
Hellboy, actually. Yeah. I have a lot to say about Hellboy.
Yeah, so do
I. You got a theme?
Yeah, let me get the Hellboy theme going.
You're already smiling. The Hellboy theme. There is no Hellboy theme.
Yeah, there is.
There's literally no music in Hellboy I remember.
I remember it.
Do you remember Danny Elfman's bank robbery theme in Justice League? Where you can go, oh, when they go into that bank at the beginning with, or whatever it is, with Wonder Woman, and you hear it, and you go, oh, there's Danny Elfman, and it's like, dunga-da. It's like, dunga-dunga. Seriously, in Justice League, that's the only piece of music where I was like, oh, there's Danny Elfman.
Dude, I knew it was Danny Elfman when it showed Batman, and it like played the 80s Batman theme. I was
don't
like,
know
oh.
when that is, and I saw that movie twice.
It's when he's literally like, they have like the bat symbol, and then it pans over, and he's perched, and it goes da na 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 or whatever it is.
I
was like, oh, cool. And then that was it.
Of Superman's Man of Steel theme they played was when they were gonna resurrect him, and it went da da. And then they never did it again.
But
like,
his theme's so good. I'm like, you guys are.
His Man of Steel theme is amazing. That's enough to watch that whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
For that
Man I'll
of
watch
Steel
it
theme.
Just for, like, yeah, because they use it so well every time. I'm like, man, Hans Zimmer nails it every time.
Nails it.
All right, so here's Hellboy's intro.
Is that actually the music from Hellboy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's talk about it. I get it. You put the dog in there. Like, what if you had done it so seamlessly that people are like, oh, that's innovative, using dogs in your music composition?
Yeah. Well, they do that in the song.
The Beethoven soundtrack.
The Beethoven soundtrack is just like exciting things are happening. They're like.
DJ Doggy. All right. We're talking about Hellboy. So, Hellboy. Directed by Guillermo del Toro, starring Ron Perlman, and Selma Blair, and Doug Jones as Abe.
Wow, you know
Sapien.
The whole cast.
Yes. I'm doing it.
You know the
know
whole entire
Rasputin.
Cast.
Hey, this movie is a movie that very much could have not been made because Hellboy is such a the comic character is such a
niche.
Under the radar. Character, the fact that they even made it. It's like The Walking Dead being made. That very much almost didn't get made, and then it became huge. Not so much for Hellboy.
I wish it did. My God.
I want a third one. I am excited about David Harbour playing him, but I still wish they had at least finished this trilogy first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Man, like, this movie ends feeling like, oh, man, this is like...
two or this?
No, the first one ends in a way where it feels like, oh, man, they're just getting started telling us something amazing.
Because the whole structure of it is he works for this agency where they solve paranormal like, related mysteries. So you could literally... I am gunning for make that this new Hellboy movie and make a BPRD spin-off Netflix like style show, and it's without Hellboy, it's just the agents of BPRD.
Yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, basically,
but better
because it's horror and it could be like The Strain or any of those shows.
Make it on
BPRD.
Netflix so that they don't have to worry about like spooking kids. They're like, oh, it's gross. And
well, the person, and I watched this movie to get prepared, the guy who directed The Descent. This, like, scary movie in caves that's, like, brutal is who's doing the new Hellboy.
Oh,
and
really?
Do you think they'll go into caves?
They're doing it full-on horror is the new Hellboy movie.
I'm in. Because I'm
full
not even
in
a horror
that.
Guy as much. But, like, that kind of horror where it's, like, but they're fighting the monsters is like cool.
Not
like
just them being picked like, off. And
well, like, yeah, then I'm like, whatever.
The Descent, I saw The Descent like a while ago, and that was really intense. So to have that kind of intensity in a Hellboy movie, where like this one was like light, you know, more lighthearted, but like,
yeah,
like it, that's a really good contrast, and I really, I'm all in. I'm sold.
Yeah, I like that too, and I would like it if they did it where, and I like The Descent. I would like it where the tone of the new Hellboy is it's horror, everything's horror, like scary around him and with the other people, but Hellboy's kind of got the attitude of just another day. You know what I mean?
That yeah, because that's cool. How it is in the from the comics that I've
that's
read.
How,
which
that's
is
how
not
that's
a
how
it'd
be in the hood, dog.
That's dude, all right, it's just called him. Hellboy in the hood.
And he's not fighting anyone, he's just good
and instead
his
of
life.
David Harbour, it's Ice Cube's son.
Why not just Ice Cube?
No, it's no. They both play older and younger versions of Hellboy.
He keeps having flashbacks. He says, but it's not like himself as a kid. It's like, well, last week, and it's Ice Cube's son.
Yeah,
meeting him
it's
from
last week. It's just Friday with Hellboy.
But this movie killed off a lot of people.
I love and, that. It's got that Jurassic Park vibe of people getting just murdered throughout.
Yeah,
the whole
people
movie.
Got
yeah, and
murked.
I was thinking like. They don't they did, let yeah. people do that now because they're like, well, we got to use them in spinoffs. But like this one was like, oh, well, we killed off like his father figure and we killed off like who else? There was like a bunch of people got killed off in this
well,
movie.
Well, here's what's funny. And I found the first volume of Hellboy. I was looking for it. But in the first volume of Hellboy, his dad dies in the first 5 pages of the aww. Comic book. But then the way that the Hellboy comics are structured is he does like random stories because he started in the BPRD when he came in 1945 when they found him.
Yeah.
And he ages like in the movie, he ages slower than everybody yeah. else. So that whole time he's solving crimes. And so in the comics, they go back in time and show him like when his dad was still alive and stuff like that. So it just kind of bounces. But in the comics, in the first volume, his dad dies in like 5 pages. So in this movie, they gave him way more stuff.
Well, I
which
like
I
that.
Like. And I think the creator probably was like, you might want to give him more stuff because in the comics, you don't even get a sense of who that character is.
And John Hurt's great in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then they
he's
did.
Great in 2.
And they did what I love most. Like, they did another thing that I love when people do, which is taking religious aspects of a character and not making... Like, I said this about X-Men, or X2.
X2, yeah, you definitely
said
that
about X2. Where
they take,
like, religion,
X2.
And they don't make it like, oh, look at this nerd, like every other movie does. Or they're
yeah,
always
no,
like,
that annoys
oh.
me.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm not, like, an overly religious person, but it's like, just because someone's religious doesn't mean they're like, oh, look at this nerd.
They're
like,
a dork.
You should be a normal
yeah.
person. But, like... They treat it so well in this one, and his dad does that, and, like, I love at the end when he's got, like, the cross, like, in his hand,
yeah.
and the guy takes it and, like, throws it in the snow. He's like, screw you. Rasputin was such a goofy villain.
Rasputin, dude, that's, he is such a nod to, like, Kirby-ist cosmic weirdo characters.
Yeah.
And the fact that makes the movie so good and makes Hellboy's character so good is that his villains are so goofy and have all these
yeah, like, the villains were so silly in this.
Yeah, yeah. And they go on about my destiny and all this stuff, and then Hellboy's attitude is, fuck off. And then he beats the shit out of them. That's why Hellboy is so cool.
I gotta say, as borderline cheesy as the ending was, I got, like,
oh, yeah.
emotional. I got, like, chills. She was
you.
Like, I said, hey, you on the other side.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let it go, because if not, I'm gonna come over, and then you'll... Because for her, I'll cross over,
yeah.
and then you'll be sorry. And I was like, oh... Because that's like you being like, dude, this is going to be something amazing. And then the second movie is, and then they leave it on a cliffhanger, and you're like, oh.
Dude, I love how Hellboy 2 ends. They go, we're going to have a baby. And he goes, oh, da-da-da. And then it goes, and it ends.
And then it ends.
And it's like a sitcom. It's like a sitcom, like a laugh track should have played after.
Guillermo del Toro has said before that if the third one doesn't ever get made, which it's looking like it won't now.
They'll reboot it with David Harbour.
No. He said that he would release just like a commentary track, and I think maybe with like drawn like storyboards of him like describing what happens in his like his script he had for Hellboy 3. And I was like, please do that, just to give me like closure, just so that I can know
well, like,
what happens.
Why didn't it get made?
Because he wanted like $200 million for it, and they don't make that much money.
Yeah, there's
and
no way.
And he refused to do it for less money. He's like, I want to tell this story.
You can make a smaller Hellboy movie.
You can, but,
Del
Toro
like a,
doesn't like to compromise.
But like for like a finale like that, I feel like you got to go big in some aspects.
Well, yeah, but it's still Hellboy. He's not like the Avengers.
Yeah.
He's got a gun and a big hand. You know what I mean? He can't do... And but the end would be him like fulfilling his destiny and becoming the...
Yeah, King and that would be expensive.
Whatever. Yeah, and they might have done the Hellboy in Hell arc where he literally goes to hell in the comics.
Oh, man, what if that's in the new movie?
I doubt if
I want them to start small.
Start small, do a small story. They're doing the Blood Queen, which is the Wild Hunt arc, I've heard. Which is funny because that arc is way later. That's like the 11th volume of the comics. But they're doing it as a random case. And it's funny because you know all that stuff where they were mad about that Asian character?
Yeah.
He's like not that big of a deal in the comics. They act
but
like
it's
he's
Daniel
so
Day
big.
Kim.
Yeah, well, he's going to be great, but that character isn't that big of a deal.
Do you think he gets jobs because his name is close to Daniel Day Lewis?
Probably.
And he walks in and they go, oh, you're not him. And he goes, don't whitewash your movie. And they go, okay, you can be in it.
Yeah, they gotta throw in an Asian there every now and then.
He says, hey, it's me. He just signs his papers, Daniel Day. And then he's like, I'll leave off the end.
I assume it's Lewis. That's what they always say. I assume it's... He wants to be in Hellboy? That's cool.
I thought he was retiring after this movie about fashion.
The character that he's playing in the comic has like half of his mouth torn open. So he's got like his teeth showing. And then in
like
the comic, Two-Face. Spoilers, they're not going to do it. But he becomes... a jaguar monster.
Oops.
And then gets murdered by a Wendigo. So that's how he
what?
Dies. Isn't that funny?
A Wendigo?
He's not
like,
a big character.
What's a Wendigo?
You don't know what a Wendigo is?
Like a Winnebago?
Like a Winnebago? Well, in Native American folklore, a Wendigo is a person that has resorted to cannibalism. Like
uh-oh.
If they're up in the snowy mountains and they get trapped, they eat somebody.
So he just gets eaten.
No, they eat somebody and then the spirit of the Wendigo infects them and they become this like elongated creature that's like all weird and gnarly and they eat people.
Oh,
and
so he gets eaten.
So it's a weird form of
character.
Cabin fever?
Oops.
Yeah, it's like, of cabin.
All right, Hiram.
You should play. You have a PlayStation? I just played a game on my friend's PlayStation. It came out forever ago. It's called Until Dawn and it's all about... Wendigos and
ghouls?
It's amazing. Oh yeah, we call them ghouls the whole time because they look like ghouls.
I'm trying to get that Horizon Zero Dawn game. I
like
heard
that.
It's great.
I played it for like a day and then my roommate took it and played it for like 6 days. So he was like obsessed with it. But
that
I
game
was,
looks so
like,
amazing, and I will get it for Christmas. Mark my words.
Do you have a PlayStation?
Oh, but I will soon.
It's only for PS4
and PC.
Hiram, just borrow mine.
Hiram, what about Hellboy for you, Hiram?
I really enjoyed it. It was funny. I actually never saw Hellboy movies.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
All right, I had to make sure. You can't be sure. Did you look at the cover or did you watch it?
I made it past
the
title.
I looked in the cover
screen.
For like all of the movie's running time. I didn't even watch any of them.
You watched all the credits? I didn't watch all
he
the
He literally
credits.
Looked at the
actually, just kidding.
Did you hear
did.
That? He looked at the cover for as long as the movie is.
I actually did watch all the credits because at the end they show the dude from Arrested Development he's still in the cave. Do you guys know this?
Yeah.
And he goes, he's on his walkie-talkie. He's like, "I'm still here, guys." And it
That's
just ends.
That's horrible. did you like? Wait, Hiram, did you like Unung Unrama?
Oh, I loved him. He was.
This is a test.
Wait, was that his name? Was that his name?
No, that was Hellboy's name, what he's supposed to become. When he...
Yeah, I didn't understand what they were saying because my Wi-Fi was... made it go low quality on that scene and the audio was garbled. And I was like, what?
You are Ungulba.
What
oh,
a terrible
Ungulba.
Name. No wonder they changed it.
Anung
they should have just named him Hector or something easy to say.
Or, yeah, I was going to say Heckboy. They're trying to censor themselves.
For the family, folks.
I used
this
to
one's
not
gonna
say
be
that...
R. The new one's going to be R, too.
That's cool. And they're making him look cool. Man,
he looks almost the same.
I mean, they make it R-rated and they still can afford to make it.
I really
it
hope
cool.
in the new Hellboy movie they don't go like, well, like David Harbour in the movie is like, I've seen Stranger Things as the Hellboy character.
I think
nice
try,
Hiram.
I think he looks
James
a little
didn't
bit.
Even hear it.
Yeah, I think he looks a little bit spookier in the pictures they've shown. He looks more
he
like
looks more
hellish.
Death metal.
Yeah, like his forehead looks like. Pointier.
He's got more of a fuck you attitude on his face.
Which is fantastic.
Ron Perlman always is like, I like cats, though.
Also,
dude,
what I... Oh, go ahead, James. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I really bought his relationship with that girl for some reason. I don't know why, but I was like,
it's a good relationship.
Because they called each other, they like knew each other, like they've hung out their whole life.
They go way back. What I really appreciate this movie is I really appreciate this movie's use of like costumes.
Yeah, they have really good practical.
That's
effects.
Always Guillermo, man. Yeah, and that's why the CG aged super well in this movie. Surprisingly,
yeah, because
especially on those monsters, because on the close-ups they're just people in suits.
They infuse practical with CGI, which is like to me like that's the perfect balance.
Well, and the thing about that I don't like about some of Del Toro's at least, well, I watched that Crimson Peak movie.
I didn't see
and
it.
The whole thing is CGI and it's bad.
Uh-oh. Oh no,
and I don't like that movie.
Oops.
And then I hope that Shape of Water is good because I've seen his whole thing is practical, the suit that he wears.
Yeah.
I just think of that movie as the origin of Abe Sapien.
I think
he looks just like Abe Sapien.
I think it's all practical except for the eyes.
Yeah.
Because his eyes have like weird, like, from what I've seen in the trailer, his eyes have like weird, like, when he blinks, it's like all like.
Yeah. It's called.
And I hope they do Abe different in the new movie just because Abe in the comics isn't like, hello, like the wise guy.
Yeah.
He literally acts like every other agent. He has a gun and he like, hey, what's up? Like he's like that.
But I liked that he was cool.
Oh, I know, but I hope
hello?
If they're going in this new direction, they completely just go.
And he liked rotten eggs.
It's going, guys.
Yeah,
guys.
Speaking of agents, Hiram, what did you think of what was his name? Ramirez.
Myers. Ramirez.
Oh yeah, Myers started out like such a bitch.
He was a bitch the whole time. I hate that guy. He's literally only in the movie for them to take him around on a tour so he can be us getting to know what the characters are. That's
his
whole role.
I feel like the movie would have been. I feel like the movie would have been kind of fine without him in it.
Oh yeah, that's why he's not in the second one.
I disagree.
They go, where'd Myers go? And they go, oh, he's in Antarctica. That's like one line in the movie.
Well, I think I liked that he was in the movie because I liked seeing him get roasted. Or I liked that he pissed off Hellboy. I liked the whole sequence of him like following them on the date. Like, who is this guy? And he pegs him with a rock, and the kid's like,
oh, yeah.
Nice.
I do like that scene.
Him with the kid, I'm like, this is so charming. And then I liked that at the end, when he's making out with that girl, and they're both like on fire, and that guy's just like, oh, like they have a reaction shot of him being like, oh, I guess she doesn't like me that much.
Yeah, Myers is like, fuck, how do I compete with Hellboy?
But like, how can you be that stupid? Like, he very clearly likes her, and you're trying to get on his good side, and you're like, I know how to get on his good side.
I'll go after
his
woman.
Ask out the girl that he likes. That's smart.
Yeah, but I said that's real good going.
Yeah, when he's like, you got her here. Way to go, man.
That's why I didn't really like Myers that much. I'm like, how are you going to slide in? Like, he's being Mr.
Yeah, what
a shit. He was being Mr. Steal Your Girl. Like, why was he like sliding in his?
Yeah.
Why was he sliding in her DMs? Why?
Steal Your Girl, Myers. That's what we should.
Yeah. And he used the move from Cheaper by the Dozen 2,
yeah.
Where he put his arm around that girl.
That's just the move.
No, it's from Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
It's not from that movie.
It's from Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
It's from Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Hey, kids, when you teach your son about it, you're like, let me teach you the Cheaper by the Dozen 2 move.
Yeah, remember the guy does it.
No, I remember. I didn't say I don't remember.
Remember the dad from American Pie? He's in it. And his son...
Eugene Levy?
Yeah, and his son does
don't
the move.
Don't you mean the dad from Cheaper by the Dozen 2?
Yes. You guys remember the dad from Cheaper by the Dozen 2? Well, he's in Cheaper by the Dozen 2, and his son... And remember the other dad from Cheaper by the Dozen 2?
Who's in The Jerk?
And yeah.
You remember that
Remember
guy?
the dad from Cheaper by the 2?
Cheaper by the 2.
In Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It's just that. You mean Steve Martin? No, the dad from Cheaper by the Dozen
2. Remember the dad from Cheaper by the Dozen 2 who's also in Cheaper by the Dozen 1?
That's so bad. All right, are we good on this? You want to move on to the main event?
Yeah.
Fat Albert?
Well, I just...
This movie hit a lot of right notes for me, man. Like, the one-liners,
yeah,
like,
it was
the
super
costumes.
Underrated.
Like, the production value of this movie
really
I really
good.
Appreciate for its time.
I will say... I think
oh, yeah,
the
for,
only
for sure.
thing I didn't like about this movie is how frequently they would have someone get punched and so obviously thrown back on wires when they had to go, whoa!
Yeah, but I'd rather
through the air,
if they were
going like,
to do
right.
it anyway to save money, like, whatever.
Like, I'd rather it be that than be a CGI mess.
Like a CG dummy?
Yeah.
And they're, like, moving around too much?
They did do that sometimes, but it looked good.
Yeah, they chose the right times to use it. That's the thing, is when they use CGI as a, we have to use it here.
Yeah.
Instead of a, oh, just let the CGI guys do it. Like the mustache. We have to do. It's like, do you have to?
Do you have to? It's like literally just get on the phone with Paramount and say, listen, we will pay for all of his like prosthetic mustache for the whole movie.
Or just be like, let's not put in those scenes, because I counted how many scenes, and you can have the movie without the scenes that they added.
Yeah. That's dumb.
You know?
They didn't add too much to the movie.
They didn't.
Or just have him
there was two instances in the final fight when he had the mustache thing, was when he goes, ah, so you didn't invite me back because you liked me. And that was the only part in that final fight where he had a mustache. And I was like, you don't need that line.
Or they could have
Joss Whedon's funny lines.
Or they could have just leaned into it and said, oh, we're and say, nice.
I tried.
they could have just leaned all the way into it and been like, we're just going to reshoot all of his scenes and just have him have a beard and long hair.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But that would be really expensive.
Not that expensive. They reshot like 90% of his scenes. They just had to do like the last 10%. But all right. Let's go into Fat Albert. Let me play the Fat Albert intro music. Let's improve the quality of the movie we're talking about and go
Can we
to
call
Fat
it
Albert.
Portly Albert?
Can we call it Husky Albert?
Just to not offend our fat viewers.
Can we call it a Big Boned Albert?
Big Boned Albert.
Big Boned Albert.
His friends go, here comes Big Boned Albert. And when he stomps, he creates earthquakes. That's horrible. This bass line, though, that they're playing on trash.
Hey, it's Fat Albert, and I'm gonna sing a song for you. I'm gonna show you a thing or two.
Is this the original version? Is this a cover?
I don't know.
Quentin was gay.
That rhymes. Planned it.
Quentin was gay.
Quentin was gay.
So Hiram, tell us about your love for Bill Cosby.
What? Whoa, hold up.
We were watching this movie going, oh, Bill Cosby wrote this.
Yeah, you are aware that Bill Cosby wrote this movie.
He did?
Yes.
Under the pseudonym William H. Cosby Jr.
Yeah. We were like, what is that, Bill Cosby's son? And then we looked it up, and it's just Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby obviously knew of the allegations years ahead.
He was like, I'm not going to let it tarnish this movie.
Yeah, he was like, people will go, oh, well, he didn't have anything to do with that one. That was William H.
He was
Cosby
just a
Jr.
Someone goes, oh, well, it's fine. Who wrote that? William H. Cosby. Oh, shit. They go, oh, no, my childhood. So, Hiram, give the folks the rundown of the Fat Albert live-action movie.
Okay, well, the Fat Albert live-action movie is a movie where Fat Albert literally jumps out of a literally, I kid you not, jumps out of a jumps out of Kyla Pratt's television set, and because
Kenan Thompson's head popping out of that TV made us cry.
Dude, yeah, we watched it like just before we were recording this, and we were dying. Like that was the biggest laugh
cartoon,
I think we got in the entire
when cartoon
thing.
Fat Albert became live action, half smiling Kenan Thompson coming through the TV, being like, what the fuck movie am I in right now?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we laughed.
Like
so
that
hard.
Moment was like, buckle up your seat. This is like a wild ride, and it's not really a wild ride because it's just them doing stuff.
Dude, it's not wild at all. I thought it would get to a point where they went crazy. It's just them walking around the town and going to parties and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. That's literally it. And that's why I'm like, man, this movie is not as great as I remembered it to be.
There's a whole montage. Dude, the scene, though, where he races the bully and they're on a green screen and he's just slowly going faster than him.
Yeah, I was...
Dude, that was amazing.
Man, okay, I do have a favorite character, and it's obviously Reggie, the bully guy. He's... like
haven't seen the last of me.
When he said that, I was like, what are you, like a superhero villain?
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't seen the last of me.
Yeah, man.
Hey, no one,
like, all right. Reggie,
no one
Reggie,
makes a fool of Reggie,
like,
except for
Fat
Reggie.
They gave Fat Albert like this a love interest, which is like a Latina named Lori, and like Reggie gets all
Hiram
jealous.
Can relate.
Yeah, I can relate. I can relate to Reggie's struggle trying to get Lori's attention.
Now, would this movie be better if it was Reggie from Nintendo instead of the character that
Yeah,
because
then his body will be ready.
Dude, oh my god, and he's like, I'll race you, Fat Albert. And he's like,
Reggie's American.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Japanese. Wait, is he really?
He is Asian, Reggie, but he's American.
Reggie is the president of Nintendo of America. He's American.
Oh, but can he still have an accent though? When we mimic
he has him? Like the most. He has the most American accent. Like
he's like, hey guys, it's me, Reggie.
Can he still be like, hello, how are you?
I don't think so.
I am Reggie.
Can I do it? Well, let me.
You can do it.
Okay. He goes, Fadalbert, I'll race you. Why? And it's this guy, and he gets down on all fours like Reggie does in the movie in his stance. And then Fat Albert running next to him and then running backwards to show how easy running is for him. That makes me laugh. And he doesn't even go that much faster.
Dude, this, it looks like they made this movie in an afternoon.
And like, when he was running, like when it gets out of the shot of the green screen, like you can tell they fast forward to the shot of Kenan Thompson shuffling.
His shuffling is hilarious, dude. You know, it felt like every other character but Kenan Thompson was trying really hard. And then Kenan Thompson did not give a shit about this movie.
What's weird is that Kenan Thompson actually like. Because, like, Kenan Thompson, like, when he, like, met Bill Cosby on the set, Bill Cosby, he said, like, he literally said, like, on the set, Bill Cosby was, like, really acting really weird.
Yeah, he said he was kind of creepy talking about women.
Yeah. It was, I'm like, it's weird, like, looking at Bill Cosby and, like, wow, this is a father figure in this. They really make Bill Cosby, like, this, like, guy with a huge legacy. And I was like, oh, well.
She's like,
my grandpa taught me how to jump rope. And we're like, who gives a fuck about your grandpa so much? And then we were like, oh, it's going to be Bill Cosby.
Yeah. It's like he built himself up a lot in the script that he wrote himself. My grandpa's the best. Yeah, it's me, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I can't wait to make my grand appearance.
Let me ask you, Hiram, do you think that Kyla Pratt is only in movies where she jump ropes?
Probably. Remember,
Do you think she uses that to get roles? She's like, but you could put this.
This isn't the first time where she has like she's played in a movie adaptation of a popular cartoon character or a popular kids show character. She was also in a movie before this, years before, in the cinematic classic Barney's Great Adventure.
Uh oh.
She was in Dr. Doolittle. Also.
She's also in.
That's true.
And she's in the third one where she is the main character.
And she's Penny Proud from like the Proud Family. She's doing a whole lot in life.
And her character cried watching Fat Albert. And I was like, it's not that emotional.
Yeah, like her character.
She was very
attached. She was the worst character in the whole movie because it's just like, I don't have a problem, Fat Albert. And
Dude, and she kept bringing up weird stuff. Like he was like, oh, you run track? And she goes, yeah, my grandpa used to run track, so now I do. And we were like, we don't care about your backstory.
That's my sister, not my real sister, my foster sister.
And we were like, did Kyla Pratt write her own character's backstory and shoehorn it into the movie?
Probably.
Like she would barge in on the board, like Bill Cosby's writing room, and she was like, Bill, you gotta put in the backstory.
She's also in the Proud Family movie.
Yeah, we said that.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, she plays the main character in the Proud Family. She was on the Proud Family show.
I thought you were talking. I was too busy thinking about a pun for Dr. Doolittle, but I couldn't come up with one.
Wow.
I was going to say, do you think that the big finale movie is going to be called Dr. Doolittle?
Shut up, James. That's so stupid.
Wow.
That's so stupid.
Hiram, when we were watching the scene where Fat Albert is trying on clothes at that store for no reason. That's a 15-minute scene, and he ends up not buying any clothes.
Yeah, there's no point. That was a whole montage of just trying.
And I was watching it, and it's Kenan Thompson, just goofing off. And I was like, dude, if we filmed a movie where Hiram had to do a montage of changing clothes, he would do exactly the same dance moves that Kenan Thompson's doing.
And,
right
like,
now.
You can tell that like, Kenan Thompson was making the Kenan Thompson faces that you saw in Good Burger.
Oh my God! Yeah. Yes, the
and
whole
on
movie.
SNL.
Like, he's always smiling.
Yeah,
like half
he's
smiling,
like,
even during emotional.
He makes
scenes.
That Kenan and Kel face where he's like, "Whoa!" And it's like, "Shut up, Kenan Thompson." Yeah.
Everything. He looked at his friend, jumped through the TV, and he goes, "Oh!" And he was still smiling about it. And there's a scene where the girl's like sad, and he's supposed to be concerned, and he's still kind of smiling. Yeah. And you're like, Kenan doesn't give a shit about anything going
on. It's like Kenan Thompson's like Mike Myers in a movie where like you can tell he's having way too much fun, and he shouldn't be.
Oh yeah, like he just like they said action right after Kenan was making everybody laugh, and then he just kept it through the
season. Like, hey, I should be on SNL.
And then he, yeah, exactly. And now he is.
Dude, this movie is not good.
No. Hiram, do you like that all of his, like, friends for, like, the first half of the movie literally don't get more than 3 feet away from each other?
Yeah, like, literally, it's like they try to do, like, the cartoon, but, like, the really messed up thing is, like, you don't remember their names at all.
No. I don't at all.
Yeah.
let me ask you something, Hiram. This is a tough question, but it's deep, and I need to know your opinion. So earlier in the movie, the guy with the big hat that covers his face. First of all, they should remove that character if they want to make money.
I call him No.
His name is Dumb Donald.
All right, so Dumb Donald talks about how he can't take off his hat because he doesn't have a face.
Is there a guy named Gay Gary? This is horrible. Fat Albert, Dumb Donald, Gay Gary.
Mushmouth.
Yeah, that's horrible. Speech Impediment Johnson. That's what his name should be.
Speech Impediment Johnson.
Let me finish my question here.
Before I make these prime comedic nicknames. Yeah.
So my question is, can Fat Albert even get with this spicy Latina, because if he takes off his pants, is there anything there?
Oh man,
because he's a drawing.
I guess
he's a drawing.
He's gotta have to find out what it means sooner or later, you know.
I was telling James, if I ever meet Bill Cosby, I'm not gonna ask him about the stuff. I'm going to ask him about Fat Albert's genitalia.
I would ask him about Fat Albert's dick, but I kind of don't want to do that because, like, I'm afraid he might, you know
what. Oh, no. Hiram, no.
Oh.
Let's move on
from that one.
We go,
quick.
That's the equivalent of pulling our collars and sweating.
It's just pressing all of the buttons on the soundboard at once to distract the audience. All
right, I know it's premature, but I feel like we've given Fat Albert as much time as we should. And we're getting to that time. It's been an hour and a half. So,
Talk about.
I'm not done with Fat Albert yet. Hold up.
All right,
Let's talk about the early 2000s like fashion movies where it's like you could tell like they always have like those tropes where it has to be like a musical number that sounds hip hoppy.
Oh
no, I don't want to talk about this. The early 2000s were largely a mistake. Aside from a couple of gems.
God's mistake.
Every movie in the early 2000s, except for like a handful, all have like terrible CGI because people are like, oh, we can do everything with computers now.
Scorpion King.
And it's like a mistake.
Yeah.
And like, it was just slightly too soon for things to start being shot on digital and not on film. So like the picture quality of a lot of them is just like not up to snuff, especially with like these movies aimed more towards
but,
kids.
But James,
and the fashion is terrible.
James,
everything's
you
bad.
You got to admit, the cover of Fat Albert is hilarious.
It's the laziest thing ever, and I absolutely love it. To be honest, it's just him in front of a white background, and not even and he's not even framed well. It's like three quarters of his body.
Yeah, and it's just Kenan Thompson looking down at you, like all smiling. It's like it's the funniest thing ever,
and it's in like. It's in, like, what's very clearly a cheap fat suit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they didn't...
It could easily just be
pillows. Well, because this is the...
It looks like it's
this
pillows.
Is the area of, this is the era of, the prime of Big Mama's House starring Martin Lawrence and Madea with Tyler Perry.
And they're like, let's get in on that cash grab.
It's like, can we...
Fat
like,
Albert.
Let's make so many characters with fat people suits.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's real bad.
All right, can we? Hey, Hiram, do I have your permission to talk about Return of the Jedi?
Can I please, God, talk about Return of the Jedi instead?
Okay, I have one more thing to say about Fat Albert, and I'm just... one more thing.
I feel like you've held all this in for like the last 12 years, and now you're giving your
one
piece.
More thing about Fat Albert. That scene where you don't understand that, like the old people in the end, that does not make any sense at all.
Wait, how so?
Wait, explain.
Remember how
it.
Fat Albert ended, where like there was a funeral of like of Fat Albert. I mean, not Fat Albert, but like of all like the people that like, the characters were based on. But like as a kid, I didn't understand what it was because it ended in a funeral.
That's sad. Yeah, it was a sad way to end a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I remember experiencing that.
Yeah, it's like it totally was completely wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
Hiram,
all. That's my
there?
That's my.
Did we lose him again?
That's my spiel on it.
Audience, we lost Hiram right now during Fat Albert. We're just gonna go ahead and move on to Return of the Jedi.
No. Wait. Let's come clean with the audience real quick. Jake and I did not finish this movie. We bailed like 30 minutes in.
Don't
we
tell
couldn't
Hiram.
Take it anymore.
We only watched half an hour of this movie.
He's gonna come back in and he's gonna be like, "Right, guys, you remember that?" And we're gonna totally go with it.
Yeah, like we were before.
But now you're in on this joke.
So Return of the Jedi, right?
Play
the
intro. No, we gotta wait for Hiram. Yeah, wait. I'm getting the intro real quick.
No, it'd be funny if he comes back in and we're talking.
And we've moved on. He's like, "But what about Fat Albert? I got more to say." Should we also tell the audience about our Christmas present for Hiram while
He's gone? Yeah, you tell
unless
him.
He listens to this podcast.
He doesn't.
He won't. We found online a it's only for $40 a signed poster of Fat Albert signed by Kenan Thompson himself, and we're all gonna try to split the price and get it for Hiram.
Don't tell him. No one tell him.
No,
and no
one tell
buy
him.
It. There's only one left.
Yeah, I swear to God, if you buy this on the podcast, I'll find
you.
I'll ban you from listening to our podcast. I think we've really lost Hiram.
Yeah, uncall him and just call him back.
Yeah, let me just hang.
Do we
up
need to stop
quick.
It again?
No, we'll keep moving on. Jake, talk about our sponsor this week.
Oh, our Scooty Poop Scoop. So we've been sent a couple of these by the Scooty Company. They're pretty nice. So they're like little devices. They're like it's kind of like a bag, but it's got a little screw hole in it.
Yeah.
So that when you poop inside of it, you can take it and, yeah?
Hiram's back. Hiram, I never stopped recording. It's totally fine. You're good.
I stopped recording, so I had to re-record. So I'm going to send you 3 files after this. Yay.
All right, that's great. Hiram, anything else you got to say about Fat Albert?
No.
Or can we move
on?
Oh,
I'm done. I have nothing else to say about this
really
movie.
I really loved that ending. I found it to be very artistic.
I like the post-credit scene. All right, let's do
it. It was dumb. It was really dumb. Like, watch out for my next pick, Garfield starring Bill Murray.
I'll kill you, Hiram.
God. No, The Tale of Two Kitties.
My God.
Tale of, or the porn remake of A Tale of Two Pair of Titties.
All right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pussies.
That wouldn't have rhymed.
Yeah, but it's cats, though.
I guess you really can't lose.
Are you
going to
play it now?
All right.
Let's talk about Return of the Jedi, please.
Oh, never mind.
Or Ratja, that I call it. I call it Star Wars Ratja. Can I just do it? Duh. Wait
a second.
Dun da da! Right.
This doesn't make any sense.
All right.
Oh, it's because I muted my computer. That's why. Well, what can you do?
Could they hear us?
Let's talk about Return of the Jedi
quickly.
All right, guys. I got to be honest with you. This movie, after watching the first two and getting to this one. Not as exciting as I remember.
Dude.
Yeah, okay, I was going to mention that, actually.
Though, the most exciting part of this movie is Luke being a full Jedi and being a badass.
That's true.
And wrecking people.
That is the best part about Return
wrecking
Jedi.
People on that sand ship and then fighting Darth Vader later. That's the coolest.
Yeah.
That's why you watch that movie.
Well, I watched this movie and I'm like, because the Empire was written completely by Lawrence Kasdan, and this one's like written by Lawrence Kasdan and George Lucas. And so I see those scenes and I'm like, oh, these are the Lawrence Kasdan scenes. And then I see the scenes where like Luke's just sitting on a log old Ben Kenobi's ghost, and he's just explaining exposition to him in the most boring way possible. I'm like, oh, this is George Lucas.
But that's the
scene.
Trick. George Lucas knows his characters because Ben is boring, and he's always telling boring stories.
Those scenes were cut from the other movies. No, but it's like that scene. I'm like, why is a ghost sitting down? What is he tired? He's dead.
I never thought about that. Why doesn't the ghost just be flying the whole time?
Yeah, if I was a ghost, I'd be like, I'm out of here, and I'd just zoom around.
Fuck you.
But like. So this movie is very half and half for me. It's very like there's great times
James,
and there's not so great times. What?
But James, the Ewoks.
I like the Ewoks, but I recognize that they're not good for the story.
But they wreck those stormtroopers.
Man,
as they should.
Goofy.
Because they've got cutes. They've got cute on their side. They can use
to be honest, they're really all not that. They're not that cute, to be honest.
Like, I'll kill you, Hiram. I'll kill you.
Their faces are ugly af.
Your mom's face is ugly af.
Oh,
got him.
I think it's, did you see me destroy him
like those Ewoks destroy stormtroopers with sticks?
Yeah,
and
then when they like threw a net over that guy and he just died for some reason.
He goes, ah, oh, and his heart gave out.
Yeah, he goes, oh, I have a crippling fear of nets. Oh no,
I have net phobia.
And then they like trip that one walker by like putting a bunch of logs underneath it, and it goes, whoa! And then explodes for some reason.
I have HughesNet phobia.
HughesNet phobia. I have HughesNet phobia. I'm constantly triggered.
This show is sponsored by HughesNet. Do you want shitty Wi-Fi coverage? Call HughesNet. Do you live out in the boonies?
When it rains, do you think, I wish my internet would cut out right now? Get HughesNet, and it will.
Do you want a whole day where you can just read? Get HughesNet. You'll read books all the time.
Do you want to stop being distracted by beautiful HD streaming video?
Of Fat Albert. We were about to watch it, and James rented it on Amazon or whatever, and he was like, oh, HD is just a dollar more. And I was like, does it deserve HD, though? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, Fat Albert.
He's like, HughesNet won't get there. And I was like, but it'll be striving for more. And then I clicked the buy button, and you were laughing too hard to say anything else, and that was worth the extra dollar to me.
The funniest thing about it is like the very mention of Fat Albert kills me every time. Because I know this movie is not going to be a fun thing to like watch for long, you know?
Oh,
like,
for long, yeah. It gets old very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. It's not. It really
it's,
does.
I'll tell you what. The whole movie is. It's tough.
They didn't write. They go. They didn't write us to drink. And I'm like, well, they didn't write you to
jump out of the TV. Yeah.
And you did that anyway.
It doesn't make their rules don't make sense. But it doesn't. Let's get back to Return of the Jedi. Boba Fett's death is comedy gold.
I love it. Where it goes.
Yeah, I was watching it with my mom, and she goes, oh, I didn't remember that's how he dies. And then she goes, that's lame.
Yeah, it is lame, because Boba Fett's the coolest.
Yeah, everyone was oh, awesome. Dude, come on, George. Everyone's like, after Empire, everyone's like so excited about this character. And George Lucas is like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll immediately kill him off in the lamest way possible. Yeah. All of his jetpack get accidentally stabbed. And then he flies out of control and crashes and just gets eaten.
Yeah, Jedi, there are a lot of people accidentally dying. Oh, there's a lot of that. George Lucas was like, people love clumsy characters that fall into death holes.
I think the best person in this movie was Billy Dee Williams.
I feel like if you watch it, you can kind of tell
that Harrison Ford sort of doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, and he was supposed to die.
Because I die? Great. Because, like, there's nothing more for his character to do. And so in some scenes, you can tell that he's like...
Yeah.
He's so done with it. Like, he...
Man.
That's probably why he was so poised to, like, do the new one, because, like, he knew that he'd be killed off then.
But let's talk about Luke being... Because here's the thing. Think about it when it first came out. You never saw a full Jedi. We've seen it so many times now, but you've never seen him completely using his powers and fighting, and you're like, holy shit, he's destroying people. It's pretty cool.
He chokes those pig guys, and now it's like, oh, they can't do that. That's a Sith move. But back then it was just like, oh, he chokes them.
Yeah.
He chokes those
guys.
George
didn't make all those stupid rules until the prequels.
I didn't like that. I like what it means in the prequels. Like, I don't think that using the choke move should be like a Sith-only move, but I liked that in the prequels it was like, oh, he's choking this woman that he's supposed to love.
Think about how dorky it is to be like, that's a Sith move. Like, lightning is a Sith-only. Red lightsabers are only for... That's so dorky.
Yeah. I hope
it's like,
that's
what if
what
I
they...
pick up a red lightsaber and just use it? It's red.
That's what I hope they break down in
that's
the last
scary.
Jedi.
Typing red lightsabers to be only Sith ones.
Yeah, what if one red lightsaber wants to be for good boys?
What if he wants to transition into being a Jedi lightsaber?
Yeah.
I always wanted to have like a red like lightsaber and like be a good guy at the same
Cause red's
time.
Cool.
Yeah, red's cool and a purple one. Purple is like towing the line.
I want to do something different.
It's halfway
between
blue and red.
Yeah, mixed.
I wanted to be a yellow lightsaber.
Yeah, where are the yellow lightsabers?
Unimportant.
Well, did you ever play Jedi Academy? And you could make whatever color.
And I never picked yellow because I was like, that just looks like unfinished.
It looked like Bible Man.
Yeah.
Do you know Bible
Man?
Yeah,
Bible Man. I remember Bible.
Where he had this.
I was just about to say Bible Man.
He had this horrible purple suit, and he would quote scripture before he pummeled dudes.
Oh my God!
The Lord said, "If someone strikes you on one side of your cheek, give them the other side of your cheek." But I'm gonna punch you in the cheek. Boom.
Bible Man.
Oh my gosh, Bible Man.
You have to say it like that too, sarcastically. Bible Man. Like, I don't remember, but I hope what happened was he fell into a vat of radioactive Bibles.
And they're like, oh no! Ah!
There's just a huge tub of Bibles. Yeah. And he goes, oh! And it's just his
and
hand.
It's like, and he gets no, and it's like Captain Franklin, where he gets no powers other than that he just knows everything that's in the Bible.
Yeah, he just can quote scripture. Yeah.
He's like, I've
memorized radioactive Bibles.
But let me talk to you guys about this movie some more. So, the music in this movie is not quite as good as Empire, but still good. And I think when Luke and Vader are having their final confrontation, and when there's when that one panning shot is happening, or where it's like moving with them, like behind those like stairs and stuff, and the music comes in, and it's got like a whole like chorus of like voices, and yeah, it's very like spooky sounding because it's supposed to be kind of like unsettling, because that's at the point where Luke starts to kind of use his rage to start winning the fight.
His rage.
It's so good. Oh, and then he chops his hand off, and then he like looks at his robot hand, and at like the little wires sticking out.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And he's like, no.
I mean, Jedi is better than all of the prequels.
Well, yeah, for
but
sure.
Guys,
and then Rogue
but
One.
Guys,
it's probably better.
But guys, here's the thing. Here's the thing. My favorite part of the Return of the Jedi is obviously Jedi rocks.
I'll kill you. That what? Weird CGI thing in Jabba the Hutt's palace where it's like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Where's that alien with lipstick?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was warning
so
my
disturbing.
Family. I was like, guys, there's a CGI thing that wasn't in the original movie is about to come up. Let's see if you can guess what it is. And immediately when it happens, everyone goes, oh, it's that.
What was George Lucas thinking in including that? Like, I want to know, like, why, like, who, like, is a person that edits the movie and it's like, George, really? You want me to put this in?
Just a second, guys. This wasn't what I thought it was.
That was not the Jedi rock.
We're good. I don't think we need it. We also have an email question, too, that we have to talk about. Oh, yeah. It doesn't fit with the tone at all.
No.
She has backup dancers.
And the thing is, I have versions of the originals that haven't been updated on my computer, and I need to check back and see, like, was there even... Because in some cases with these special editions... There are scenes that were originally deleted scenes that he's now added back in with CGI over it.
No, I think this is, but it was a puppet. I remember there being deleted scenes and it
was
a puppet.
Was it the same song?
It was the same song, but it wasn't as movie and like the character didn't move around a lot. It was like puppet.
And it didn't mug the camera where it gets like really close, like this close.
Yeah, that's insane. And the tone, it changes the whole tone because then Luke comes in all like mysterious. And
dude,
we've just
and that's
had a
so
huge,
good.
Huge musical number.
And when he like... The best, when R2 launches the lightsaber and he's like catches
that.
It and he's like and he wrecks that
that's
guy.
That's when you know you went, oh my god.
Yeah, see,
that was such a cool scene.
That's the good stuff, and that's what I hope happens in the new movie. I hope he like is it everyone's in danger and he's like, R2, it's time again, and R2 just
because they built in the original trilogy, they built up to that.
Yeah.
So they established the lightsaber as being this cool thing, but you don't get to see too much of it, and then at the end when they launch it and it's green, you're like, it's green. They've never had a green one.
Yeah, it's always been blue. And you're like, what's green this
you know
time?
Nerds were like, oh my god,
I'll do that. In the theater, if he does that in this new movie, if he launches green. Green, I mean, again, green isn't even my favorite. Like, it's my least favorite lightsaber color. Green? Well, I don't know. It's just cool.
Hey,
but
if it's
green,
I'll poop my pants.
What's just cool because it's his old one. That's like that's why, and like that's when he built himself. I've got a rumor floating around that this is a fan theory I have. I think that in this new movie, Rey is going to end the movie with a different lightsaber than the one she has now, and that's totally based on the fact that I was being a big nerd and looking at the Star Wars cool lightsabers you can get that actually look fancy, and I was looking at the official licensed ones by Lucasfilm and all that, and the one for this movie is the Anakin lightsaber that she has, one that's Luke's old one, and it says Rey. Rey's lightsaber, and then in parentheses, Jedi training. And I was like, did they just spoiler me? And
that'd be cool.
If that ends up being true, I haven't heard anyone else talking about this. You heard it here first.
She would look cooler
with
a green lightsaber, in my opinion.
I think she'd look cooler with a red lightsaber.
No.
Ooh, and I think if they're saying it's time for the Jedi to end, maybe they're starting to blur those lines and be like, hey, why can't good guys use red lightsabers? Or... why can't we use the choke technique? Some people are into that.
Hey, some people are into that.
Hire him?
What if Anakin had choked Padme and she'd have been like, oh, this is hot.
Let it be clear, guys. Let it be clear. I'm not into being force choked. I'm into force choking.
He doesn't like being the chokey.
Do you guys think we're going to get a spin-off movie of that inflatable blue elephant character?
I would hope not, because I don't want inflatable anything.
I hope we get a whole movie about
you know
that
who I'm talking about, right?
About that character spinning off into space and exploding.
I bet it's called Puffy Blue Boy, a Star Wars story.
Puffy Blue Boy's Big Day.
Big a Day, Star a Star Wars story.
All right, let's do the emails,
guys.
Now, we got emails.
Yeah, all in all, this one's the weakest of the first
but
three.
But it's great.
But it has some of the best parts.
Oh yeah.
But overall,
it has a lot of good moments in it.
It's a fine ending to that trilogy.
It is. It is not the fantastic ending, but a fine ending.
Let's jump right into the emails. But first, let me tell you, no one sent me an emails theme, which I'm very disappointed about.
Oh, did you ask for one and no one sent it?
Yeah, and I'm feeling kind of unloved.
Let's reiterate. We need an emails theme.
Somebody send me an emails theme. God dang it. It doesn't even have to be a song you made. It can literally just be a song that says, hey, use this. But for now, we're going to use this.
Why are we still playing?
Because we want this episode to be 3 hours long. It's about 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
We're in the third verse. People have tuned out by now.
They have to.
That's fine, they made it through most of the episode.
Yeah, we still get...
We got two. We gotta go, this is already 2 hours.
Guys. Sorry for that, I was logging into the email.
Don't give away our secrets.
I just wanted to treat you guys with a couple extra tunes this week.
Right? I don't like being truthful.
Well, maybe people will hear that and go, that was too long. Maybe I should send in an alternate song for them to use.
Yeah, that's very short. Emails. It's just
emails.
It goes,
our first, we have two.
Oh, sorry.
Our first email is from Jake Helton. Wow. For some reason, the text in this email is giant, and I don't know how he did that. But
is it long?
No.
Okay.
Hey, boys.
We can always save one for next week.
Yeah.
Too.
No, we got to read everybody's. They're very passionate about sending in. I want to reward the fans. Hey guys, a lot of great movies came out this year, and I haven't had a chance to see them all because I'm very busy. I'm a very busy boy. I've been keeping a list of the movies I want to see. Some of them are in theaters, some of them are out on video.
Okay.
Some haven't been released yet. Which one should I see next? It or there's the Big Sick, Brigsby Bear, the Hitman.
Brigsby Bear.
The I've heard that movie's really good.
I don't
good.
Even know what that is.
That movie's made by like the Lonely Island guys.
I've never heard of it.
The Hitman's Bodyguard, The Little Hours, Star Wars, Buster's Mall Heart.
Oh, that's a good movie. I watched that.
Is that really?
It's on movie? Netflix, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was
it's
something
made
up.
The Mr. Robot guy.
Oh.
It's okay.
Colossal.
Did you say
Coco? It's later on the list.
Oh, okay.
Coco, Okja.
Okja's really
good. Okja's really good. Coco's amazing. If you haven't seen Coco yet, see that. Star Wars came out in 1977, so you should probably catch up on that.
He wasn't alive, so it's fine.
A Ghost Story. Haven't seen it. Blade Runner. Haven't seen the new good. One. Seen the old one. Pretty good. Best Friends. Haven't seen it. It.
Do you mean Best Fiends?
With an R.
Tommy Wiseau?
No, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
With the R in parentheses.
Yeah.
I want to see that. It? Haven't seen it.
See It, yeah.
But I've heard it's good. Loving Vincent, I've heard, is actually not that good, but the visuals are cool because it's the first feature-length movie to be made of oil paintings.
Yeah, I want to see that.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer? Haven't seen it. Sounds pretentious.
Yeah.
The Florida Project? Haven't seen it. Lady Hate Bird? Florida. Seen it. Pleasant movie. Funny.
Pleasant.
It is. That's like the best way to describe it. It's a really funny movie.
What else?
It's also emotional. The Breadwinner. Haven't seen it. And Call Me By Your Name. Also haven't seen that.
Jeez, there's a lot. I haven't even heard of half of those.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, what are these movies?
Of those that I have seen, I'd say It is good and Blade Runner is good.
I'd say Coco and Okja are good, as well as Lady Bird.
Well, there you go.
Hiram?
I'd still say Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties.
You should add that to his list.
All right, you should add Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties. Aaron writes an email. He says, "Hey, boys." He didn't say that. I was adding that in. Tell me the plots of these movies. So he's given us some movies, and we have to come up with what they're about.
Come up with a good one. Give them. Number one. I've heard them. So.
Incredibles 3, Civil War. What's it about, Hiram?
Okay, so it's about Jack versus his mother, Helen Parr.
Is she elderly?
No, she's like, she's not elderly, but like it's like around the time where like menopause hits.
So she's elderly.
No.
So she's like it's not like elderly. Yeah. It's like midlife to like kind of getting to elderly.
50. Yeah. You're basically dead.
Yeah. And like Jack joins the alliance with resurrected syndrome.
Oh, geez.
Except he
is
has,
is he a ghoul?
Except he has like an actual syndrome.
Wait, resurrected. Like did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did die.
He got
dark.
Sucked into a plane turbine and exploded.
He died in literally the most violent Pixar death in the whole movie.
Is he's
in
a
the
bunch
whole,
of
like,
giblets,
Pixar franchise.
Right? And they piece him back together like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And then he comes back
giblets.
And he's called Even More Syndrome. Yeah.
Even More Syndrome than before.
I thought you were going to say that it was a Civil War and it was Jack versus his mom because his mom was like trying to feed him or something. Carrots.
On Jack's side, we have Jack, we have Violet, we have Mr. Incredible, and then on like Helen Parr's side, we got Helen's side, which is like Dash and Frozone.
Dude, she's got Frozone.
Yeah, and Dash.
But it's Frozone. It's Frozone where like his like he doesn't have a super suit, but because his wife, you know, is cleaning it in the cleaners.
Yeah. Or she's just hiding it from him.
She's
still.
On Mr. Incredible's side with his suit on.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's wearing his suit and it doesn't fit.
But she has no powers.
Do you guys think that when...
No, that's what set the whole Civil War off, is she wouldn't give him his super suit. And they're like, give it back.
That's
Mr. Incredible is like, respect your wife's wishes. And then they fight.
Wait, wouldn't it be flipped? Wouldn't Mrs. Incredible be on the wife's side?
No, not in this instance. She's like, give him it back. It's his property.
Okay. That's progressive of us.
Yeah, because some women can side with men sometimes.
Yeah. Do you guys think that when Elastigirl gets old, she won't get wrinkles because she can just control her skin to stay
unwrinkly?
I think
it's
like,
the opposite.
Unwrinkly?
She'll lose less control, have really saggy
titties. Yeah, she'll be all...
They like slide on the ground.
I was going to say that. I was going to say
that. I knew you were.
That.
I knew you were. I jumped.
I was waiting on saying that. You're right.
What else? Is that the...
Number... There's three total. Jeez. The second one is pitch the storyline to Step Brothers 2.
They're old men now. I think that would be funny.
Make them age them up more so than they already are, and put them in like a retirement home.
They're They're super old, and like they have like an adopted younger brother, which is not that young from them, which is
Jackie Jr.
Eric from Tim and Eric.
That would be good. Dude, that actually would be a good movie. It's them old, and their parents are really old, and they have another son. That would be funny.
Yeah. So they're already like 60, and their parents are like 85, and then they adopt a kid that's like 15.
Yeah, that would be funny. They adopt a kid who's in his 30s, and it's Eric.
It's Eric from Tim and Eric Awesome
what
Show.
If,
what's the other one?
All right, the last one is Ace Ventura Space Detective.
Dude, that title writes itself.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I would not be coming up with like a really good one.
He just goes
one.
To space and he takes care of alien animals. There's an alien crime
well, what's
involving
on the loose?
Alien animals.
The first one is, doesn't he have to get like a mascot back?
Here it is. They send a monkey into space, like they do.
Heard of it.
And it gets lost. And they're like, we don't give a shit. It's a monkey. And he's like, all animals are sacred. And then he flies up there in his own Ace Ventura space shuttle.
Yeah.
And he saves the monkey.
Yeah, and they have like it's based on, it's based on Ape Escape on the PlayStation 1.
Well, I don't know why they'd have to do that.
And I was going to say it's based on Space Chimps.
It's going to... Yeah, like they can mix the two, and also they can have like a chase scene where like Ace Ventura is chasing the monkey, and the song Jungle Boogie is playing in the background.
Jungle Boogie.
Well, there you go.
Well,
Aaron.
There you go. That's something for you, right?
All
right.
What are our picks?
Let me tell you what my pick for next week is going to be: Star Wars: The Force Awakens, and I'm so excited because that's the last week.
Oh, there you go.
That's our last show before the Last Jedi comes out, and I'm very
Hiram. You got it?
Let's see. I'm going to pick the all-time classic film that's probably going to piss James off to the highest extent.
Dude, tread lightly because I already had to sit through
Fat Albert,
for the love of God.
Actually, I don't know. But I was going to choose this movie called Baby's Day Out.
Why? Why are you doing this, Hiram? Why is this like some
because
kind of
you,
sick
you
joke?
Made me sit... Because you made me sit through, like, Attack of the Clones.
It's part of a theme.
He's getting you, though.
I was trying to
get through. You could have made the theme Star Wars and then just started with A New Hope.
Yeah, but I wanted to draw it out longer and really bring in a crowd. I think our subscribers have gone up by, like, two or three since we started this, and you're welcome.
Hiram, is that really what you're picking?
I think two of those are thanks to this theme, and the other two are thanks to... the soundboard.
I would think so.
Well, the thing is, I kind of promised somebody I would pick it. So
was it Rachel?
Possibly.
I'll kill you. Rachel's been trying to get me
Rachel.
To watch Baby's Day Out forever.
That's
I don't
so
want to watch it.
Baby's Day Out. Who would want to watch that? All right, that's your pick, though. I mean, that's the whole point of the podcast. If he picks it, you got to do it.
Or right? I could just look at the cover like Hiram does sometimes.
Yeah, you can just look at the cover. I'll tell you
all
about
it.
To be honest, I don't know if I'm going to sit through the whole thing.
If you're not going to sit through the whole thing, then why do we have to?
All right, well...
I'm not... You don't have... I didn't say you have to.
Yeah, but we have to talk about it. Don't pick a movie we're not going to talk about. There's no point. Is that your pick?
Is that your pick, Hiram? Is that really what you want to go with?
Well, truth be told, I don't really know what else to pick.
Well, we can let Jake go, and then we'll ask you again.
Yeah.
Jake, what's your pick?
Okay.
My pick is the original Escape from New York.
Cool. Don't you mean Escape from L.A.?
That's the second one.
Don't you mean Escape from...
New Brunswick?
New Brunswick. Don't you mean Escape from Texas?
Paris, Texas.
No, just Texas.
Hiram, did that give you enough time?
That gave me enough time for my side pick. My pick to appease Rachel is Baby's Day Out, but my real pick is... Don't tell Rachel that. But my real pick
is she'll hear this podcast.
The beginning of the Man with No Name trilogy.
The first one.
Oh, the first
one. Fistful of Dollars. That's cool.
Hot diggity. Yeah.
Fistful of Dollars.
That's
and I'm gonna do the whole trilogy because like I'm gonna do that and then I'm gonna do like Rambo afterwards because like First Blood's really good so I want to do Rambo too so I'm gonna do all these trilogies.
Gotcha.
Stuff. Awesome. All right. Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. Well, it's been great, guys. This is another fun episode. Make sure you email us at kungfukidsofgeekdom.com if you want to get your email on the show.
At Gmail.
Did I say Gmail?
I said .com. You said kungfukids.org.com.
Oh, man, I just had a stroke.
It's all good.
.gov.
kungfukidsofgeekdom@gmail.com if you want to get your email read on the show.
.geek.
Or You can tweet at us on Twitter. I'm sure we'll read those. I mean, but we never really get any questions on there. So yeah. We're the Kung Fu Kings. Make sure to rate and review on iTunes so that we can get more subscribers. Hey, maybe one day we'll get a real sponsor, and then we can get like paid to do this show. That'd be amazing. I mean, all of our sponsors are real.
Scooty's gonna pull our funding, dude.
Oh crap!
All right, there you go.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Arrivederci.
Hey,
be safe, y'all. There you go.
Real
now
quick,
you can't
wait
take
a
it.
Second. Next week, do you guys want to talk about we'll which see. Star Wars is the best other than Empire, since we'll have seen all of them?
Well, man, that's a whole debate of itself.
Oh, so that one could be in contention?
Because it might be the best.
And we'll probably have that whole episode be about The Last Jedi, because we'll probably want to talk about it forever.
All right, guys. Arrivederci, for real.
See ya.
Good evening.
Get down.